He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play on Winston the Great!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McKay Tom touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon from Altoona High School and the PIAA 2A Southwest Wrestling Regional as we get set to send the top seven from each weight class here in 2A from districts 5, 6, and 7. Top seven on to Hershey starting on Thursday for the PIAA Championships. A lot of wrestling in front of us here over the course of the next 2 days. Our broadcast on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network is presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Burgettstown Homecoming Committee, celebrating all things Burgettstown September 20th. From Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By Kinetic, internet better. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Our broadcast being presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE.
Tonight's broadcast on WJPA and Greensports.net also being brought to you by Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And by Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Jason, glad to be with you, my friend, here in Altoona. It's the AA Southwest Region. Here, always excited to bring wrestling action as we get to the end of February and beginning of March.
Absolutely. He's Nate Rigotti. I'm Jason Tennant. We are live with you here on greensports.net and on the WJPA Sports Network, which is online and also on WJPA 1450 AM. Thanks for joining us. We'll be at those three destinations throughout this entire tournament. There's also going to be wrestling starting up here in about a half hour from Cannon McMillan High School. That is the 3A regional, which is a new thing. Those of you that are so used to the old schedule of how the wrestling postseason went, 3A now has a regional as well. It's the West Regional. It'll be taking place in Cannon McMillan, and the top five from that region will move on to Hershey. It used to be for many, many, many years that the WPL was its own region. So as long as you placed in the top, at one point it was only top three, then it was top four. Now it's top five, but it is bringing in some wrestlers from other districts as well to determine who goes on to the state championship in Hershey. But that action will be online only on greensports.net and on the WJPA Sports Network. So you can catch all the action there tonight with Lanfer Simpson and Greg Warnock on the call for this evening's action on AAA. Our focus, of course, on all the AA action. And again, top seven from this region will move on to Hershey, go to Chocolatetown on Thursday. And we have a count of 32 wrestlers from Washington and Greene counties on the mats here today in Altoona.
Yeah, those wrestlers representing 10 different schools. McGuffey sending the most. 8 Highlanders will wrestle here this evening in Altoona.
only one wrestler from those 32. We're going to get started with a pigtail round to get things going, but that's only 14 bouts. There's going to be, only 13 bouts. It used to be 14 weight classes, now just 13. 13 bouts because there's one pigtail bout in each weight class. Then we'll get right into preliminaries. We'll run that whole thing, the preliminary round, everybody wrestling in the preliminary round except for those pigtail losers. And then we'll get into quarterfinals tonight also to start at 7:30. There'll be a round of quarterfinals and consolations, and then that'll wrap things up for this evening. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. It won't be us. That'll be Scott Moore and Rusty Pettit on that call for you tomorrow all day here from Altoona. That'll start at 9 o'clock, and they've got finals slated for 5:15 tomorrow evening. So that is the schedule if you're just following along, and we'll have all the action for you from start to finish here from the Southwest Regional. Something to look at here, Nate talked about 8 Highlanders. We also have at least representation in every weight class from Washington and Greene County, too. So we will have action to follow, especially early on. All these guys are going to be coming to the mats. We're going to bring you all the action. But, yeah, we do have representation from the two-county area in every single weight class in this regional.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive from the 10 area schools from 107 all the way to 285. Going to be watching a couple of these guys that performed really well the other afternoon at Chartiers Valley. We got to cover that WPIL championship. Saw Colin White from West Greene claim the gold medal. Excited to watch him go here tonight. So I'm just excited to get this PIAA regional off, and we're just a couple of minutes away, I think.
Yeah, let's go ahead and step aside. We'll bring you back here. Quick break and back to Altoona. Get the festivities started here in just a moment. You are listening to Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the Wizarding World of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you Muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you, save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit's service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. Convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Cannonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
National anthem here from Altoona as we get set for wrestling action here. They'll send them out on the mats, and it will be just a matter of moments here before we are underway with this is pigtail action. Remember, there's going to be one pigtail in each weight class. Call it a round of 32, if you will, but it's really only one match in each one, and then we'll get into a round of 16. And our only action that we have will be looking for the pigtail coming up at 1:14. So he should be out here right now. It should be Chartiers Houston's Camden Stam. And I'm guessing he'll be on mat two.
Coming up on mat number three, already underway, Dejamir Suber of Highlands and Logan Moss of Forest Hills in the 121-pound pigtail. That one's scoreless in the first 15 seconds.
I'll be taking a look at the left side of the gym here, Nate, so I'll have mats one and four. You can have mats two and three, and we'll focus our attention mainly on mat two right now. Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston taking on Santino DePola of Forest Hills. Again, pigtail action here at 1:14. The 107-pound pigtail is Jake Guzik of South Park taking on Levi Anthony of River Valley. The 127-pound pigtail is Archer Brua of Laurel versus Eli Mullen of North Star.
Takedown there at 121 pounds. Logan Moss goes up 3-0 over Suber of Highlands.
Got a locked hands call down here on River Valley's Levi Anthony. It's going to be a penalty point awarded to Jake Guzik. It's now 3-1 after Anthony had the opening takedown there for River Valley.
Stam of Chartiers Houston 18-19 this season against DePaula of Forest Hills 22-13 this year. They're 40 seconds in, and a takedown comes for DePaula. He goes up 3-0 on Camden Stam.
Over on the far mat, a headlock attempt there. Got loose and unable to, and I got to sort out who's who down here because both wearing green and white. It is North Star's Eli Mullen leading 3-0 over Archer Brua of Laurel. They are neutral now. A minute gone in the first period.
Escape point awarded to Camden Stam, now trailing 3-1. Final 50 seconds of the first period. Suber of Highlands at 121 pounds. Again, all these pigtails. Suber now up 4-3. Had an escape point and then a quick takedown of Logan Moss. They go into period number two. Stam trying to get the head of DePaula. 30 seconds left in the first period. Still trailing DePaula 3-1.
A potentially dangerous call now here in the Guzik and Anthony bout. Jake Guzik of South Park, another WPL wrestler down here in the 107-pound pigtail, trailing 3-1, closing in on the final moments of the first period.
Another takedown for DePaula of Forest Hills. Now goes up 6-1 over Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston at 114 pounds. That one comes to the end of the first period.
Again, there's District 5, District 6, and District 7. District 7 obviously brings the most to this tournament. Then District 6, then District 5. And then they take the top 7 on to Hershey. Interestingly enough, they're awarding 6 medals, which I find odd. Because even that 7th place guy, he's not going to get a medal, but he's going to go to Hershey. That just seems, I've never seen that before. Usually all the qualifiers are good, but that's not going to be the case today.
Stam and DePaula start the second period. Stam on the bottom. DePaula with a grip around the waist. Those guys just getting underway. Escape point, takedown there for Logan Moss of Forest Hills. He goes up 6-4 on Suber of Highlands at 121 pounds.
Take a look over to mat four in the 127-pound pigtail, Eli Mullen. North Star leading Archer Brua 8-3. Second period winding down there. And we still have that 3-1 score for Anthony of River Valley over Guzik of South Park.
Moss has Suber on his back, and he gets the fall at 121 pounds. It comes at 323. So Moss at 121 pounds wins the pigtail.
And these pigtails are not eliminations, by the way. Sometimes you come to tournaments and you got to get out of the pigtail round to get into the double elimination. That's not the case. The losers will drop into consolations.
DePaula of Forest Hills has had the arm of Camden Stam this entire second period. Still 40 seconds remaining in the second. DePaula still on top where he started. Leading 6-1. That's the 114-pound pigtail. brings up now on mat number three at the 145-pound pigtail, Sammy Sheeler of Somerset, 23-14 this season against Jeremiah Guess of Derry, 28-17.
Got a fall over on mat four. The time of that fall is going to be 3:46. And that winner is going to be Eli Mullen of North Star. Or wait a minute. Now, I believe they raised the hand of Archer Brewer, who was trailing in that match 8-3, and Brewer is going to be your winner. Double-check that, but I'm pretty sure that is the case. And the two periods, 4-3. Now, Gusick has fought from behind for South Park. Jake Gusick leads Levi Anthony 4-3.
Potentially dangerous call with DePaula and Stam. DePaula now up 8-1. Escape a point awarded to Stam. Final 5 seconds of the second period. DePaula now leading 8-2.
Brings up another South Park wrestler in a pigtail. 152 over on mat four. That's Josh Kuzma taking on Northern Bedford's Aiden Pittman, and they are just underway.
Sheeler of Somerset with a takedown at 145 pounds. Goes up 3-0 over Jeremiah Guess of Derry.
Indeed, it was Brua by fall. So Brua of Laurel, how about that? Whippeel wrestler comes from behind, trailing 8-3, and gets the win by fall. That was a 127. Keep an eye out here on Stam. The only local action, and this will be it for the pigtail round. But of course, this pigtail round is going to fly by. Just 13 total bouts, and then we will be full of action locally throughout that preliminary round, round of 16, if you will.
Start of the third period at 114 pounds. Camden Stams now trailing 10-2. DePaula with the reversal and now riding on top of Stam here with 118 left in the bout.
Jake Gusick, who trailed for a large portion of this bout, now leading 11-5, under a minute to go in that one. And over on mat four, Pittman of Northern Bedford has the 3-2 lead on Josh Kuzma of South Park.
Sheeler and Guess go out of bounds. 22 seconds remaining first period. 3-0 Sheeler over Guess. Final 50 seconds for Camden Stam, trailing 10-2. DePaula has dominated and still continues to ride out Stam. Stalling warning here against Stam. And now Stam gets turned on his back for a moment. Rolls back over to his stomach, but two back points coming to DePaula makes it 12-2. Final 20 seconds in the third period.
Stam, again, losers will drop to consolations, and Stam would face the loser of Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan and Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt. That is what will be staring at him. And those, of course, those two will meet in the round of 16.
That's the end of the third period. Major decision for Santino DePaulo. Forest Hills defeats Camden Stam of Churchyard, Houston, 12-2. It's at 114 pounds, our only local pigtail.
Kuzik was a winner there for South Park on one, and that is going to bring us to a break because we don't have any local action, like I mentioned. Once we got Stam here in the pigtail round, we won't have any local action again until we get that preliminary round underway. We'll step aside, bring you back here to Altoona on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrasik, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kuzma of South Park was a winner by fall in 352 over there on mat 4. He will advance over Pittman of Northern Bedford. That was during the break. Right now we've got Yusef Betts of Valley leading Colton Frazier of North Star in the 133-pound pigtail. 3-1 Betts leads there, and across the way on mat 4, we're already up to 215 pounds in the pigtail. That's Landon Nisley of Claysburg Kimmel and Ian Koval of North Star just underway.
Yeah, things continuing to move along. 145-pound pigtail, Sammy Sheeler of Somerset leading 3-2 over Jeremiah Guess of Derry. That's with 112 remaining in the third period as those two went out of bounds. Up at 139 pounds, Landon Ray Romesburg of Conemaugh Township against Caden Horn of Central Martinsburg. Horn 14-0, 125 remaining second period. More back points coming here for Caden Horn. It's going to end the bout. Tech fall for Caden Horn comes at 43.
I think it said 117, didn't it?
It said 121.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
Why did I think it said 117?
I don't know.
Okay. Got a potential fall over here, deep half on mat 4, and that is Ian Koval of North Star looking for the fall on Landon Nisley of Claysburg Kimmel, right on the edge of the mat, and going to try to readjust and tighten it, and he does, and throws him back over trying to get the, what did they call, out of bounds? Yes, they did. Wow. Looked to me like they were still in bounds there. I'm not sure why that whistle blew. Koval was certainly in great shape to pick up the fall. Had plenty of time, and boy, I'm really shocked they called that out of bounds.
Sheeler of Somerset's now leading 4-2 over Guess of Derry. Final 5 seconds. Those two on the edge of the mat, they go out of bounds. It'll just be 4 seconds on the clock as they reset neutral. It's going to be Sammy Sheeler trying to get a quick takedown too, but that'll be it. Sammy Sheeler at 145 pounds advances in the pigtail. 4-2 decision over Guess of Derry.
There's another North Star wrestler out here trailing. Colton Frazier trails 4-1 to Yusef Betts of Valley. That is nearing the end of two periods at 133 pounds.
172 pounds. Cooper Porter of Myersdale, 39-8 this year against Kyler Sahoney of Tyrone. Porter with a quick takedown goes up 3-0 halfway through the first period.
32 total wrestlers from Washington County and Greene County. There's 26 from Washington County and 6 from Greene County that we're going to see coming up here. We've seen one so far. We're going to see the other 31 wrestling in the preliminary round of 16. They'll be here very shortly.
Now at 189 pounds, Caleb Snyder of Myersdale and Dominic Willis of Laurel, scoreless 20 seconds in.
That round of 16 should have some bouts on deck right now. One thing we don't have here at Altoona is we can't see the big board, the on-deck board, which is very nice to be able to see, but don't have that luxury here.
We'll make it work. Dominic Willis goes to his back. Caleb Snyder with a takedown.
Actually, it is on the board. That's too far away for us to see it. See that video board to the right?
Yeah, it's across the way.
It does have it, but no seeing that from our vantage point.
Willis from Laurel flips over to his side for a moment. Now Snyder of Myersdale trying to work him over. Willis trying to stay right side up here. Back point's coming for Snyder. Might get the fall.
That's awful close.
Oh. Shoots that right arm up to get out of the way. Snyder grabs it.
Nisley almost ended up on his back again, but he slipped out of the grip of Ian Koval, and they go out of bounds again. 5 seconds. 7-2 lead for Koval.
And there's the fall for Caleb Snyder of Myersdale. Comes at 134 over Dominic Willis of Laurel. That's at 189 pounds. At 172, Cooper Porter of Myersdale leads 9-1 over Kyler Sahoni of Tyrone.
And they do have the heavyweight pigtail on that mat, so we won't see prelims until we get one more final. But then we will start to see round of 16 action, because that's bout number 13 that is coming up there on mat number 4, or mat number 3, excuse me.
Yeah, that bout will be Noah Metz of Huntington at 285 and Aiden Kuhn of Burrell.
Running down short on time here on mat 1, Betts of Valley looking to advance to the round of 16, leads 11-4 over North Star's Colton Frazier. Keep in mind, these guys, I mean, this is only, we've only been wrestling for 16 minutes, so going to get a little out of order here. The guys that win in this pigtail round, they're going to have to insert those into the round of 16 after they've had their proper rest time, so keep that in mind as well, as that will affect the schedule.
We're going to keep on moving on.
Yep.
Brings up on mat number 2 now, 107-pound round of 16. Carter Christ of Conemaugh Township against Darius Simmons of Burkittstown. Christ this year, 33-3 out of Conemaugh.
Our first local wrestler in the round of 16, and we'll have that for you here on mat number 2. Simmons, we're at 107 pounds.
Simmons works it, gets the takedown there, goes up 3-0 over Christ of Conemaugh.
Simmons, heard you bragging about that record of 33-3, and said, I'll show you.
He sure did.
He's 30-12, no slouch.
Christ awarded an escape point, 3-1 Simmons for Burkittstown. Shot in there on the right leg by Christ, and he'll get the takedown of Simmons, goes up 4-3.
Oh, there's Bo over. Koval is looking for a fall again. This time he's finally got it. That time of that fall is going to be 3:28 for Ian Koval of North Star. That's the 215-pound prelim, and that'll bring out, or excuse me, the 215-pound pigtail. That'll bring out a round of 16 preliminary match now on mat 4 as well. Still, and that will bring out Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning, so I'll have an eye on that.
Still in the pigtails at 285, Metz of Huntington, Kuhn of Burrell. That one's scoreless at the end of the first period. Chris still leading Simmons 4-3, controlling here, riding on top right in the center of the mat.
Braden Hanning is going to take on Ian Lasowski of Penns Valley, and they are now underway. Lasowski 29-10 on the year. Hanning comes in with a mark of 35-12. Fighting for wrist control. Now in on a single leg, and is Lasowski lifts the leg of Hanning, and he's going to dump Hanning down to the mat. Takedown for Lasowski to get things started here for the Penns Valley 107-pounder. And now bundling up the arms here is Lasowski, and looking to turn Hanning, and Hanning's in danger of going over, trying to fight this off. Braden Hanning now starting to, well, he got one swipe, but just one. Was able to belly out. No back point's going to be awarded yet, but still holding the combination is Lasowski, and he can't get him again. Now he gives up on that. We'll come around behind Hanning and maybe try something new here. Still 3-0 in favor of Lasowski.
Christ and Simmons. It's Christ still leading Simmons of Burkittstown 4-3. They go to the second period. Simmons starting on top. Chris tried to get the escape. Simmons with a nice job to keep him wrapped up, and now Chris gets up to his feet Simmons tries to spin him back down to the mat. Still has a hand on that right leg. Chris not awarded the reversal yet. Now gets it and goes up 6-3 on Simmons of Burkittstown. He'll continue to ride there with 1:20 left, second period.
Try to get a wing here and a half on the wing on the left and a half on the right is Hanning. I'm sorry, is Lasowski on Hanning, excuse me. But just 10 seconds remaining. Hanning's been able now to come to his feet. Boy, an escape here before the end of the period would be huge, but going to try to roll out, and looks like time's going to expire. We'll go to the second, still 3-0 Lasowski as he's able to ride out. But give credit to Braden Hanning there. He was close to giving up near fall points on a couple of different occasions and was able to fight it off.
Update for you, 285, Aiden Kuhn of Burrell leading 1-0 over Noah Metz of Huntington. That's in the pigtail bout with 35 seconds remaining, second period. Simmons of Burkittstown at 107 pounds now in the round of 16, trailing Carter Christ of Cottomont Township, 6-3, 50 seconds remaining, second period. Simmons still being ridden by Carter Christ.
Started neutral in the second period. I believe it was Hanning's choice to start neutral. Duck under, gets a leg again, does Lasowski. Whizzer here from Hanning, but it's not in very tight. And Lasowski going to lift that leg, elevate, now looking to trip Hanning down, and bundles up the second ankle as they dive near the boundary. They will blow it dead because they're onto the hardwood, but the takedown will count. It'll be 6-0 in favor of Lasowski. Lasowski was still in bounds there, but Hanning got out into the hardwood, and they're going to stop it every time there.
Kuhn of Burrell now up on Metz 4-0 at the 285-pound pigtail. 160-pound pigtail, Stephen Perdina of Mount Pleasant up 3-0 on Carter Kuntz of Bedford.
Now, look out. I'll tell you what, Lasowski was close to pinning himself there. Shoulders were down, but just briefly. But he got himself in a precarious position there, almost a defensive fall. But still 6-0, no back points awarded as he was trying to turn Hanning there as well.
Simmons of Burkittstown at the end of the second period did get awarded the escape, took a shot at Chris at the leg, but the period comes to an end before he can get awarded the takedown. They start the third period neutral.
I believe we have a stalemate. 34 seconds to go, second period. Still 6-0. Hanning trails. Hanning comes to his feet. And there again, Lasowski gets himself in a bad position. The ref is taking a look here. Lasowski's able to get it a little better there. I'm telling you, he's tried to turn Lasowski, or tried to turn Hanning, and he turns Hanning right on top of himself. This time he does get 3 near fall points, but a couple of times he exposed his back, did Lasowski. But he is going to get 3 near fall here, avoids the defensive fall, and he's going to lead 9-0 as we restart with 6 seconds to go, second period.
6-4, Carter Christ of Conemaugh still leading Darius Simmons of Burkittstown. 1:10 remaining, third period.
Hanning will cut away and get on the board. It's 9-1 as we go to the third.
Other scores for you. Perdana of Mount Pleasant up on Coots of Bedford, 7-0 at the 160-pound pigtail, 285-pound pigtail. Kuhn of Burrell up on Metz of Huntington, 6-0. Final minute of the third there.
Hanning working from the top this time. He's got an arm bar here, trying to run this and possibly get Lasowski going to his back. 20 seconds gone in this third period. Hanning trails 9-1. Now he's got a half and a bar, trying to turn Lasowski. Nothing yet. Getting a little more leverage, though. Here is Hanning. And now Lasowski may be giving up some near fall points. Definite points coming, not sure how many.
Shot.
Looks like he's holding 3.
Shot, a takedown by Simmons. He goes up 7-6 with 20 seconds remaining in the third period. Simmons of Burkittstown has the legs of Christ up in the air and potentially dangerous called with 5 seconds remaining in the third period. Late takedown for Simmons of Burkittstown.
Hanning does get 3 near fall points to cut it to 9-4, but Now Lasowski's got himself in a better position, and honestly, if Lasowski can pop his head out, they're going to call a stalemate, though. Bring him back to the center. 48 seconds to go. 9-4. Hanning is trying to climb back from a 9-0, and of course now, you know, 5 points is easier to come back from this year, but still only 45 seconds to go here for Hanning.
Injury time for Carter Chris with 5 seconds left in the third period. Great shot by Simmons of Burkittstown to dump Chris Dover, get around him, go up on top by a point here. And with the injury for Carter Chris, I think they're going to keep him going, or they did stop the injury clock. They're going to bring Simmons back out, and they're going to end this bout. Simmons will get to start on top here with the 5 seconds remaining.
They awarded a point to Hanning, and I missed it. Must have been a penalty point of some kind. Maybe, I don't. Yeah, there's another stall. So they've been hitting Lasowski with stall calls. It's now 10-6, and now 10-9 with a takedown, but that's going to do it. Braden Hanning had a chance to come all the way back. He got two stalling points to push it to 9-6. He then let Lasowski up and took him right back down to get it to 10-9, but falls just short. Does Braden Hanning. Valiant effort to come back from down 9-0, but he loses 10-9.
Yeah, how about Darius Simmons of Burkittstown? Gets that late takedown in the final 20 seconds of the bout to take a 7-6 decision over Carter Christ and move on at 107 pounds.
Perdana of Mount Pleasant was an easy winner. He had a 10-0, I believe it was. That was the final score on Matt won here moments ago. That was still a pigtail, however.
Yeah, Kuhn of Burl with a pigtail win at 285 as well. Brings up now on mat number two at 107 pounds in this round of 16. Warren Wolfslagel of Elizabeth Forward and Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. Wyant leading 3-0 there with 125 remaining first period. And now on mat number three, Angelo Bonney of Central Valley up 3-0 over Landon Mall of Forest Hills.
I have Gaze Shulley of Huntington area leading 3-0 over Rocco DiCario of Derry. These are all 107-pound round of 16. And I have Ty Matthews of Central Martinsburg trailing Javon Chambers of Highlands 3-0. That's also first period. All these bouts, 107-pound prelims in the first period. And with no local action right now, we better take a break while we can. We'll step aside, bring you back to Altoona here on greensports.net and the NFHS, or not NFHS, the WJPA Sports Network.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with family medicine, internal medicine, or pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back here to Altoona. We are on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Not on the NFHS Network today. That is just by habit of saying that. We, of course, are typically bringing you some NFHS video, but NFHS does not hold the rights to the PIAA wrestling action, so that is why we are audio only here across our platforms. Nate Rigotti.
107-pound round of 16. Angelo Bonney of Central Valley up big at the end of the second period. 15-4 on Landon Mall of Forest Hills. Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Forward trailing Garrett Wyan of Chestnut Ridge 9-0. That's with 28 seconds remaining second period.
Gage Shawley 6-1 lead for Huntington area over Rocco DiCario of Derry. And it's Javon Chambers of Highlands, the commanding lead. 12-1 over Ty Matthews of Central Martinsburg.
Bonney of Central Valley now 18-4 at the end of that second period. See if he can get a quick start here to the third and get a tech fall. Now here, Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Forward. Looked like he was going to be in trouble there as Garrett Wine of Chestnut Ridge already up 9-0 trying to get Wolfslagle to his back. He's in that wing. Trying to pull him over and go back on top.
Just checked in on the guys at Canon Mac. AAA broadcast is underway. That's online only at greensports.net and WJPA.com.
End of the second period, Wine of Chestnut Ridge leading Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Forward 9-0. Round of 16, 107 pounds. Escape awarded for Landon Mall of Forest Hills. I'm sorry, was that the escape of Bonney? Make it 19-4, and that's the tech fall. 4:24, the time of the tech fall for Angelo Bonney of Central Valley at 107 pounds.
Once we get through all of the 107-pound bouts, we'll try to run down your quarterfinal matchups that'll be coming up.
Next up on mat number three, 107 pounds, still Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt, 38-5 this season, against Michael Piero of North Catholic, who's 33-9. A couple of good guys out here now at 107 pounds on mat number three.
Mat one, 9-1 lead for Shawley of Huntington now over to Cario of Derry.
Great takedown by Bassett, and he rolls Piero over to his back. Got a couple of swipes. He'll get two near fall points. 5-0 Bassett of Bishop McCourt. Escape for Piero.
Yeah, anytime you're facing a Bassett from Bishop McCourt, it's probably going to be a rough go.
More near fall points coming here for Bassett. Four near fall points. It's 10-1 quickly. That's not even a minute into the bout yet.
We were out at... We were out doing basketball. Where were we? We were at Carlinton, I think. We were talking about there was another game taking place somewhere. It must have been at Bishop McCourt or whatever the case was, and they were holding the signing ceremony for Bo Bassett.
Oh, nice. Well, let me tell you, he's pretty impressive over there. 45 seconds.
That's the brother.
This is incredible. 17-2, time of the tech fall, 1:15.
Yep. Makes it look easy.
Sure did. And that will bring us to 1:14 now coming out onto the mat. Still three other 107-pound bouts out there right now.
Yeah, we won't have any. Our next action, we'll have three 114-pounders locally in the round of 16. Final down there, 18-3. Javon Chambers wins tech fall in 5 minutes. Chambers of Highlands, your winner over Matthews of Central Martinsburg. And that'll give us our first 114-pound round of 16 on mat four. That'll be Tucker Smith of Everett taking on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley.
Mat 2 comes to an end there at 107 pounds. Garrett Wine of Chestnut Ridge, major decision 12-0 over Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Forward. Another Elizabeth Forward wrestler on the mats now at 114 pounds. It's Preston Boobash taking on Liam Purcell of Bald Eagle. Boobash, first 40 seconds there. It's 9-2 already.
You got Alex Medlin now on mat two out of Best Center.
Thank you very much. Medlin, 30-16 this season at 114 pounds. He'll take on Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. Those two underway, 10 seconds in, scoreless. Boobash and Purcell go out of bounds. It's 13-2 Boobash from EF. Boobash walking away with this one already with a minute to go in the first period.
You just saw a tech fall in 115 on that mat. Now there's going to be another one that's going to not quite be that fast, but still looks like it's going to be over pretty quick.
Awfully close as Boobash dominating that one over Purcell. Still scoreless between Medlin of Beth Center and Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. 125 left in the first period. Medlin working the top here. Those two rolling around and nobody really controlling anything quite yet. And does look like the takedown will come for Caleb Hummel. Has the right arm of Alex Medlin. Trying to roll Medlin backwards over to his shoulders. Looked like a couple of swipes there. Yeah, some back points coming.
He got the Peterson there, though, but it wasn't that tight. Still enough to get the had the leg and the arm hooked, and he had just enough to get the takedown.
He gets the 3 points coming for that. It's 6-0 now in that waterfall position. Has Medlin draped over his back, and 38 seconds, whistle will stop that. We'll reset.
6-1 lead down here for Max Dinges of Penns Valley. He is taking on Raiden Thomas of Valley. Still no other local action on the left side of the gymnasium. We do have Tucker Main up now on Matt. You got two on the right side.
Yeah, Matt 3 at 121 pounds now. Tucker Main of McGuffey comes out against Jack Silfies of Bishop McCourt.
You take Medlin, I'll take Tucker Main over there.
That sounds good as Hummel leading Medlin now 6-1, 15 seconds remaining in the period. Those two hand fighting at the edge of the mat. Final 5 seconds of the first period between those. Hummel grabs the left leg, and he'll get the takedown at the final second of the first period to go up 9-1 on Medlin.
Shot there by Main, but reshot coming here. From, we calling that Silfies? What do you think?
I said Silfies. I did not get a pronunciation from
Jack
the
Silfies. We'll go with that. And he comes around behind and gets the opening takedown on Tucker Main.
Hummel and Medlin go to the second period. Medlin starting on top here. Hummel spinning up to his feet. And will try to break away. Medlin stays on the right foot, and those two collide out of bounds. No escape quite yet for Caleb Hummel.
Got a restart here as Main working from the bottom. He was close to being forced straight ahead with a half and maybe onto his shoulders, but is able to fight that off was Main and does get a restart here. Comes to his feet trying to peel the grip away. Now they go out of bounds again with 33 seconds to go first period. Main trailing 3-0.
Injury time now for Hummel. An issue with his right hand as he's going to get that taped up. Leading Alex Medlin of Beth Center 9-1, 1:48 remaining second period.
Dinges of Penns Valley 14-3 lead on Raiden Thomas of Valley. That's Penns Valley versus Valley. And Anderchak of Quaker Valley. How many valleys can we get here? Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley leading Tucker Smith of Everett 2-0. So we got two Tuckers on the mat.
Hey,
we got three valleys on the mat.
There's only one valley for me. That's the Mon Valley. All right.
Three valleys on the mat and two Tuckers. Tucker Main back underway. 19 seconds to go in the first. He's still trailing 3-0 as they'll come back for a restart as they go out of bounds.
Hummel comes back to the mat. They get back underway. Medlin on top trying to hold on to the left leg. Switches to the right leg now. And those two go out of bounds in front of the scorer's table, left side of the mat. Still 9-1, 1:34 remaining second period.
And out of bounds again. Tucker Main getting to the boundary quick and back to the middle we go. Still trailing 3-0 is Maine.
Escape now awarded for Hummel. Makes it 10-1 over Medlin of Beth Center. Shot in there on the right leg by Medlin. Doesn't have the takedown quite yet as Hummel rolls over to his shoulders. He rolls right through it. But and is able to get that takedown. Makes it 13-1.
Should have near fall coming too.
Sure, he's getting 4 near fall. Makes it 17-1. It's going to be a tech fall. Alex Medlin falls in the opening round here at 114 pounds. 17-1. Time of the tech fall, 2:59.
So Medlin to consolations. And still 3-0. Maine trailing. Start of the second period. Maine works from the bottom again, and you're going to have a McGuffey wrestler here on mat two, so you'll be picking up Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
Sure will. Clayton Ely, 37-11 overall this season at 114 pounds. Take on Carson Mowry of Central Martinsburg, who's 32-10. Those two just getting started. By the way, other scores for you. Bruce Handerchak leading 2-0 over Tucker Smith of Everett. Over at 114 pounds. And at 114 pounds, Dingus of Penns Valley still leading Raiden Thomas 15-7.
We're not going to be able to start going down quarterfinal matchups for a little while yet because there's still another 107-pound bout to be completed. Again, they got to wait for the 45-minute wait time, so that might they might be getting called up fairly soon. 3-1 as Maine was able to get an escape, and now Maine gets a takedown. Tucker Maine comes from behind, leads 4-3 now with the takedown on Silfies. Silfies, excuse me. Maybe.
Mowry of Central Martinsburg gets the takedown on Ely to go up 3-0.
Right on the edge of the mat, an escape for Silfies makes it 4-4.
Potentially dangerous call there as Mowry trying to flip Ely over.
Maine in on a shot, try to get a single leg on the edge, but they go out of bounds. Bring him back to the center, 57 seconds remaining here, tied at 4 in the second period. Andrzejczak leading 2-1 for Quaker Valley, down to a minute to go there. That's all of this at one. Well, Tucker Maine's at 121, the other matcher at 114. Shot attempt by Maine, he's in on a leg. Trying to finish on the edge, and he gets the takedown, and now as Silfies going to his back. Tucker Maine getting near fall. Not going to be able to pin him out of this, but is going to be awarded some near fall here.
Mowry and Ely scramble out of bounds. 52 seconds remaining first period. Mowry still leading 3-0.
Brings up Victor Wagner and North Catholic Aiden Reploggle of Northern Bedford. They're underway, 114 pounds, mat one. Back over here to Maine, the points awarded. Now, hold on. Two. He only got two. He got two near falls. Is that right? Yeah. 9-4.
Still 3-0 Mowry over Ely of McGuffey. 20 seconds remaining first period. Those two go out of bounds once again over on the far side.
Hard cross face there. Now maybe trying to sneak a cradle in there was Tucker Maine, but time runs out. 9-4, they head to the third. Oh, and look down here. We've got Reploggle of Northern Bedford looking for a fall here on mat one, and he pins Victor Wagner in 54 seconds. Aiden Reploggle of Northern Bedford advances to the quarterfinals at 114 pounds.
End of the first period in the round of 16 at 114 pounds. Carson Mowry of Central Martinsburg leads Clayton Ely of McGuffey 3-0.
Tucker Maine getting ready, he's already 14 seconds into his third period. A restart now. It's 9-7. And so Maine has... Excuse me, I was looking at the Reploggle pin. So Maine has been taken down, apparently, in this third period. 9-7, optional start. Maine comes to his feet and gets the one-point escape. 10-7 now.
Ely awarded a point, makes it 3-1 as they start the second.
Maine in, got a single, trying to dump. Silfies down, and he does. 13-7 now, with Maine riding on top, a tight waist here on the edge of the mat.
Ely trying to flip Mowry over.
1:20 on the clock for Tucker Maine as he tries to advance. 8 McGuffey wrestlers in this tournament, and these are the first two to go, Ely and Maine. And we got another pinning combination down here on mat one. That's Dom Deputy looking for the fall on Logan Moss. He's got it in 35 seconds. Deputy of Chestnut Ridge pins Logan Moss of Forest Hills, 35 seconds.
Still 1:10 remaining second period. Mowry of Central Martinsburg up 3-1 on Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
Anderchak has fallen behind now. Trails 4-2 with 40 seconds to go. Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley in danger of dropping to consolations. And that is going to bring out Noah Collins of West Green, 121-pound round of 16 against Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. Let's finish up Tucker Maine. I'll keep an eye on Collins as well. Maine leading 13-7, down to 45 seconds to go and riding on top. Collins underway here with Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley, ear to ear.
Near fall points coming here for Clayton Ely, and he gets the pin. No.
Yeah.
Did he get it?
I thought he slapped the mat, didn't he?
I thought he slapped the mat as well.
He sure did.
They're going to stand up.
Yeah.
Clayton Ely and McGuffey comes back, was trailing 3-1. Mowry had pretty much dominated that bout. And great job by Clayton Ely to come back in there and get the pin.
So Ely on to the quarterfinals.
One coming at 3:28.
Going to go to overtime. Anderchak is favoring his shoulder over there, going overtime. Now a single leg shot here from Smith on Collins. Collins trying to fight it off. This is the first shot we've seen here. Meanwhile, 17 seconds to go. Maine seems in control. Has his man flattened out with 10 seconds to go, leading by 6. Overtime on mat 2. I'm sorry, mat 4. Got to get my mat straight. Overtime, that's Tucker Smith of Everett. Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. They're going... No! Not sure what happened there. They must have awarded a late score. It never went to overtime. 6-4 was the final, and I'm going to have to check that.
We're going to have local wrestlers that everywhere.
That was on. Noah Collins has been taken down on the edge of the mat. 35 seconds to go here in the first period. And you're going to have Jefferson Morgan coming out as well. That's going to be Delaney.
And over on mat two, Washington's Noah Patton. Scoreless 23 seconds in against Connor Myers of Penns Valley.
You take mat... two, I'll have 1 and 4 over here, and I'm still looking to see who won that match. I think it was Anderchak who won 6-4. The officials were at the scorer's table. They never started. The overtime period was on the scoreboard. They never started the clock. Officials at the scorer's table eventually awarded the 2 points, and I believe it was Anderchak who got the win 6-4.
Whoever was green, it was 6-4 green.
Yeah, I think it was Anderchak. But we'll double check that. Meanwhile, Collins trailing 3-0, closing in on the end of the first period, and just underway is Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan taking on Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt.
Just so you know, 107 pounds on the mat now. This is winner of the pigtail, Jake Guzek of South Park, trailing Dakota Santa Maria 3-1. Opening seconds of the first period.
Delaney in trouble, been taken down and to his back. Just 30 seconds into the bout here, Caleb Delaney from Jefferson Morgan in some trouble here against Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt. McCourt, Herring looking for the fall. As meanwhile, there is the fall. Time of that fall is going to be 44 seconds for Herring. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan drops to consolations. West Green's Noah Collins. Now down 4-0 as he gives an escape here in this second period.
Noah Patton in some trouble for Washeye. Connor Myers with a takedown and back points coming. 4 of them coming for Connor Myers to make it 7-0 over Noah Patton.
Collins, 30 seconds gone in the second period. He comes back to the center of the mat here against Smith out of Berlin Brothers Valley. Collins trailing 4-0. New match on mat 4 as Smith shoots in on a leg here for Berlin Brothers Valley on Collins again, looking to finish another takedown here. Collins drapes himself up with the back, goes through the crotch to try to fight off this single leg attack.
Near falls coming for Santa Maria, by the way, at 107 pounds out of Tussie Mountain.
Takedown for Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge, 114-pound round of 16 against Santino DePaulo of Forest Hills at 6-1. I think that's the consolation winner from that, and that's going to be Mall winner by falling 31 seconds of Chestnut Ridge. Easton Mall is your winner. Still 4-0 here with Noah Collins, and that's looking like a potentially dangerous situation. They do get – no, they call a – called a penalty point. He might have had a figure four around the head. That might have been what that was. It's going to be a point to Collins. They got an, I was waiting to see a potentially dangerous. He might have had a figure four around the head.
Reversal for Connor Myers, now leading 9-0 over Noah Patton of Wash High. That's with just over a minute remaining, second period.
Conclusion of that bout, we will have the 107-pound quarterfinals all determined. Whether we get a chance to pass that along, we'll have to wait for a break in the local action, which we have been fast and furious here. Fireman's carry attempt here by Noah Collins, but he's caught now, and now an underhooks from Smith. And Smith does a nice job to fight that off.
Potentially dangerous called on the Patton-Myers bout. 52 seconds remaining, second period. Myers still leading Patton 9-0.
And they changed that point, by the way. They initially awarded that penalty point to Noah Collins. It was 4-1. Officials went over, changed it. It's 5-0. The penalty point went to Smith. He leads 5-0 here over Collins of West Green.
Myers dumps Patton to the mat.
End of two periods. It's 5-0 in favor of Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley over West Green's Noah Collins.
Myers pulling Patton back inside of the circle. Still up 9-0. 20 seconds remaining in the second period.
Collins working from the bottom in this third period. Tries to sit out here, but may get chinned back. Now he's able to get in a better position, not give up any near fall. Trying to come to his feet again here as Collins, they roll out of bounds. 17 seconds gone in the third period. Noah Collins down 5.
Into the second period. Myers 9, Patton nothing. And that last 107-pound prelim, Santa Maria up 15-3 on Jake Guzek of South Park.
Collins, another roll attempt, but just cannot get free from Lucas Smith.
Tech fall for Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain at 107 pounds to take down South Park's Jake Guzik, 18-3.
Lift here from Smith to try to return Collins to the mat.
Myers.
Roll attempt.
Myers dumps Patton. Patton on his back. Near fall points coming. 30 seconds into the third period. 12-0 now Myers.
Collins out of bounds again. Minute 7 to go. No four, change in the score.
Four back points awarded to Myers, makes it 16-0, and that's going to be a Tech fall. Noah Patton of Wash High falls to Connor Myers of Penns Valley, 121 pounds. Tech fall 16-0.
Some of these finals ain't going our way here lately.
Certainly not. Avonworth's Austin Kasanovic going to come up against Bradley Mahalko at 121 pounds now.
Collins still trailing 5-0. Have we seen Drake Buzzard yet?
No.
Okay, he's still to come at 121.
Now at 121, we'll see Carter Thomas of Burl and Bryson Free of Northern Bedford. Thomas up 3-0 quickly in that one.
33 seconds to go here in the Noah Collins bout, and he's just not able to get anything done from the bottom here against Lucas Smith.
Score update at 127 pounds. Burke Nybauer of Central Cambria leading Giovanni Beatrice of Derry, 3-2.
This might be Buzzard on deck on mat one as well. No, that's not him. He is. I think he's going to take on a Derry wrestler. Near fall points coming here at the end for Smith. What are they going to award? 3, it looks like. So 8-0 final in favor of Lucas Smith. Noah Collins will drop to consolations for the West Green Pioneers. And I think that is going to bring out Drake Buzzard, but let's just double check that.
It will not. Dylan Bateman of Derry and
okay,
Owen
still,
Tluhos of
Buzzard's
Westmont Hilltop.
Buzzard's still waiting down there, so they're a little backed up on mat one, it would appear. We do have a moment. Let's. I think the 107-pound quarterfinals should be We can run those down for you here. 107-pound championship bracket. The quarterfinal matchups. You're going to have Dakota Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain against Evan Lasowski of Penns Valley. Gage Shelley of Huntington Area versus Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. Javon Chambers of Highlands versus Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. And Angelo Bonai of Central Valley against Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt. 114, I think, is done as well, correct? Yes, it is. 114 matchups in the quarterfinals. Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge versus Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg, Osceola. It is Max Dinges of Penns Valley against Bruce Anderchak. There you go. It was Anderchak getting that win just before overtime started. Right at the end of regulation, that scoring by the officials. Anderchak, your winner. He will take on Dinges of Penns Valley in the quarterfinals. Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Ford will take on Aiden Replogel of Northern Bedford. And finally, 114-pound quarterfinal matchup, Clayton Ely of McGuffey versus Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt.
On the mats right now at 121 pounds, Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth and Brady Mahalko of Mashannon Valley. Mahalko with a 3-2 lead there. Also at 121 pounds, Carter Thomas of Burrell leading Bryson Free of Northern Bedford 3-0. Other scores for you, Burke Niebauer of Central Cambria up 5-2 on Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. That one just starting the third period. And Dylan Bateman of Derry up 3-0 on Owen Dluas of Westmont Hilltop at 121 pounds. That Niebauer bout at 127.
We'll step aside, bring you back, as there's no local action on the mats. Looking forward to Drake Buzzard coming up to complete our action at 121 pounds. Also coming up at 127, Danny Smith of Burgettstown, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. We'll have that for you when we come back here to Altoona on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
We were just in time to, that was Niebauer of Central Cambria, 6-4 winner over Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. And that will bring out Jefferson Morgan's James Delaney out here at 127 pounds. Delaney going to take on Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford. So we are just in time for some more local action here from Altoona.
Three bouts at 121 pounds that are going on right now. Owen Dluhaus of Westmont Hilltop trailing Dylan Bateman 5-0 of Derry. It's with 26 seconds remaining in the second period. Kazanovic of Avonworth leading Mahalko of Mashannon Valley 11-3. That's with a minute remaining in the third. And with 1:18 left in the third period, Carter Thomas of Burrell leads Bryson Free of Northern Bedford 8-0.
Delaney, this is Klaus in on a shot. Delaney draped up over the back, grabs both ankles of Klaus, and they roll here. with 1:35 to go in the first period. This might be stalemate coming here. Let's see. Well, Klaus is still trying to work free here, get his head out from between the legs of Delaney. They're letting him work, and now Delaney trying to, now is Klaus trying to come through the legs, and he will get the takedown. They let the action continue, and it eventually results in a Klaus takedown, and James Delaney finds himself down 3-0. Tight waist there from Klaus. Klaus comes into this match 28-6 on the year. Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, 30-13, 127-pound, round of 16. So far for Jefferson Morgan, they have been 0-2. They got four wrestlers here, but they have been 0-2. McGuffey, meanwhile, has been 2-2 so far. Their next wrestler will be Emmett Wolf. At 133 pounds.
Neely a winner at 114. Maine a winner at 121 for the Highlanders.
Also still awaiting Drake Buzzard of Avella. They're a little behind. That's still 121. Hasn't been to the mats yet. Time winding down here. Nothing really to report on the James Delaney bout. Although now maybe giving up near fall here at the very end of the first period is Delaney. Hadn't gone over until about 3 seconds remaining. And it's going to be a three count, four near fall points awarded to Klaus. 7-0 score, Delaney trails.
Kasanovic from Avonworth gets the tech fall. That is his 100th win. They celebrate out here at 121 pounds.
Danny Smith down there from Burgesstown is on mat four, three,
mat three.
Sorry.
Yeah, Danny Smith.
I can't get these numbers straight.
He takes on Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola.
Delaney starts in the top position here for the second period. We'll see how he does on top. On bottom, he was ridden to the end of the period before he was turned to his back. Now trailing 7-0 is James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan.
No score between Danny Smith and Avery Gable at 127 pounds. Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley out here at 127, leading Archer Brew of Laurel 9-1. Takedown for Gable over Smith of Burgesstown. It's 3-0.
Dylan Bateman of Derry, a 7-0 lead, the same score we have in the Delaney bout. Bateman, a 7-0 lead for Derry over Owen Dluholz of Westmont Hilltop.
Back points coming for Gable. He's got four of them. Makes it 7-0 over Danny Smith of Burgesstown. It's with 23 seconds remaining first period.
Going to get a final here, 7-0 Bateman of Derry. So that is going to bring out Drake Buzzard on mat one. We'll have Buzzard on mat one, Delaney on mat four, and you have Smith over there on mat three. All local action here at the regional.
Only non-local bout at 127. Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley dominating Archer Brew, a 13-2 with 30 seconds remaining first period.
Delaney now down 9-0. He's been reversed here with about 30 seconds to go in the second period. So James Delaney trailing 9-0 here in this round of 16. And Buzzard just underway, taking on Tanner Gounod of Bald Eagle area.
End of the first period, Smith trails Gable 7-0. They'll start neutral for the second.
End of the two periods, 9-0, and that is Delaney trailing. Delaney chooses neutral to start the third period.
Smith takes a shot on the leg. Has to come back up. Now hand fighting with Gable.
Buzzard underway now. 40 seconds going in that bout. Nothing to show for it yet. Now a shot here by Delaney, but caught in a front headlock by Klaus.
Tech fall for Carlisle, by the way. It's Still 7-0. Danny Smith of Burgettstown trailing Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. 1:25 remaining, second period. Those two called for a stalemate.
Buzzard was taken down, quickly led up again, but now taken down again. All of a sudden, Gano got in, got the takedown. Nearly had Buzzard going to his back. When Buzzard rolled through, he let him go and then took him immediately down again. 6-1, Tanner Gano. Now a stall warning on Gano. No, I'm sorry, stall warning on Bottom. Stall warning on Drake Buzzard. 6-1 the score. As Delaney now down to a minute to go, trying to get free here. No, they're still, I'm sorry, started neutral in the third period. Delaney has Klaus in a front headlock, trailing 9-0, 52 seconds to go. Buzzard in trouble, being tilted here by Gano. Drake Buzzard giving up near fall points. And the period going to come to a close. Buzzard going to give up four near fall. He'll trail 10-1 going to the second. Delaney shoots in, again caught there by Klaus. Klaus still leading 9-0. We're down to 36 seconds to go there.
Still a minute remaining, second period. Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola still leading Danny Smith of Burgettstown 7-0.
And now coming around behind, getting a takedown is Klaus. He goes up 12-0 with just 24 seconds remaining.
Out of the mat now at 127 pounds, Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt leading Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks 6-1.
And now injury time for Gano as Drake Buzzard took him down hard to the mat on a mat return. Buzzard working from the top in the second period. And right off the start, hit the mat awkwardly, and Gano called for injury time. James Delaney going to drop this bout 12-0. Major decision. Delaney is the third Rocket in as many tries. They drop to the consolations.
Takedown for Avery Gable. He'll go up 10-0 on Danny Smith of Burkittstown with 26 remaining in the second period.
Bald Eagles' Tanner Gano still being tended to here for injury time in the Drake Buzzard bout, but Gano has a 10-1 lead here just into the start of the second period. Brings up Lucas Guzek of South Park taking on Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge on mat 4.
Gable trying to rock Smith over, and that'll be the end of the second period. No back points coming there. It's 10-0 Gable over Smith of Burgettstown.
No, very quickly there, Guzek is dumped to the mat for a takedown, and quickly looking for near fall points is Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge. And this might not be one that goes very long. Well, give Guzek credit, he might be able to belly out here.
Smith and Gable start the third period. Neutral. I'm sorry, I take that back. A reversal for Avery Gable. Makes it 12-0.
A reversal here on mat one as well for Tanner Gano. He now leads Buzzard 12-1. Drake Buzzard, the only wrestler from Avella here.
I believe there was a penalty point awarded to Gable as well to make it 13-0.
And Buzzard in a lot of trouble, and there's the fall. Drake Buzzard's been pinned. Time of the fall is going to be 2:47. And Buzzard drops two consolations for Avella.
Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt leading Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks 10-2 with 1:30 remaining second period. Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola 13-0 to lead over Danny Smith of Burgettstown. Those two go out of bounds with 1:08 remaining in the third. They'll come back to the center of the mat with Gable on top.
Willie got the fall over Guzek in 106, by the way, 127 pounds over on mat 4. That'll bring out Yusef Betts of Valley taking on Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt, and best of luck to Mr. Betts in that one. Jax Forrest is the real deal. Most of those guys that have Bishop McCourt behind their name, yeah,
I'm learning that very quickly.
They're the real deal.
I'm learning that very quickly. Back points now coming for Avery Gable, and he's got enough for the Tech fall. A couple of back points, and Danny Smith will head to consolations from Burkittstown at 127 pounds.
This is I'm tired of writing down C's for consolations. I got to tell you. Getting a little tired of that. No local action on the mat coming up, but just a little quick little recap for you here. So far, we are through 127 pounds with our local guys. We have 1, 2, 3 into the quarterfinals. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, Clayton Ely of McGuffey, Tucker Main of McGuffey. Those are the only three that have reached quarterfinals. All the others that have gone are in consolations. That's Hanning from Jefferson Morgan, Medlin of Best Center, Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Buzzard of Avella, Patton of Wash Hyde, Collins of West Green, Smith of Burgettstown, Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, all those guys in consolations through 127 pounds.
I believe we can give you 121-pound quarterfinal.
And Jax Forrest just got the fall in 59 seconds.
Well, you said it wasn't going to be long.
Didn't figure it would last very long. And we do have a best center wrestler coming up. Go ahead and give us that 121 quarterfinal.
Yeah, at 121, we will see McGuffey's Tucker Main against Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge. Winner of that will take on the winner of Connor Myers of Penns Valley and Carter Thomas of Burrell. Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth will take on Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. Winner of that bout will get the winner of Dylan Bateman of Derry and Tanner Gonneau of Bald Eagle.
We're going to have a couple of local guys out here. It's Carter Cadis of Burgettstown is taking mat one. Meanwhile, Mason Wright of Best Center is out here on mat four against Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area. Wright is underway, and Cadis is underway now as well. 133-pound action. A couple more 33-pounders coming up locally as well. Drake McClure of Bentworth, keep an eye out for him, and also Emmett Wolf of McGuffey.
Non-local action on the mats right now, both at 127 pounds. Griffin Tinsman making quick work of Rocco Zagai at 7-0 in the first period. Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt leading Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks 13-3. That's in the third.
Couple of shots here in the early portion of the Cadis bout. They went out of bounds 30 seconds in. Meanwhile, we get a stalemate over on mat four between Wright and Judas. They'll restart 47 seconds into their bout. Shot attempt there by Cadis. In on a single leg here is Cadis. It's not real strong. And now that's Havanek of Conemaugh Township that Cadis is taking on. Havanek fighting this off nearly. If he can get his leg free, he'll come around behind and get that takedown, and it's looking like that's the case. There it is. Takedown for Havanek.
Stalemate call between Mason Wright of Beth Center and Caden Judas of Bald Eagle. That's scoreless, 38 seconds remaining first period.
Second time they've gone to stalemate in this opening period. Cadis on bottom here, flattened out on the edge of the mat. Both these bouts are right there, 22, 21 seconds. The clocks are almost synchronized, just about a second off. And now Wright is going to be taken down by Caden Judas. And we got a couple more scores that ain't going our way at the beginning here, Mr. Rigotti.
3-0 Havanek over Cadis, 3-0 Judas over Wright.
And they both are at the end of their first periods.
Approaching the end of the third period, 127 pounds, Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt, big lead over Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Going to be a major decision there for Carfley. Also at 127 pounds, Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center leading 12-1 over Rocco Zagai of Summit Academy.
Just want to point out how tough it is, though, to if you lose your opening bout, it becomes very difficult to qualify. Now, a little easier here because they're taking seven.
Right.
But getting in consolations right away makes for a tough road to qualify for the following week. And now we've got Bentworth out here with Drake McClure.
133 pounds. Drake McClure comes out at 40-5 this year.
Headlock for Havanek, and look out. Cadis might be in trouble here. The reversal for Havanek makes it 5-0, and he's got Cadis in a headlock.
Quick takedown for Drake McClure. He goes up 3-0 over Ace Foster.
Cadis trying to fight this off. I don't know how long. Right now, it's he's okay if he can stay right there. Going to try to adjust here as Havanek. By the way, 4-0 now for Judas as he's got an escape against Mason Wright. So 4-0 there. Now that headlock is gone. So Cadis survives. But he is going to give up four near fall. He's down 9-0.
McClure still riding on top of Ace Foster, leading 3-0 at 133 pounds. McClure of Bentworth also out on the mats now at 133 pounds. Chris Gibson of Huntington hits Jacob Stewart of Burl.
Couple more local guys being shut out here in this round of 16. 9-0, Cadis trails Havanek. And Mason Wright trails Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area 4-0. These are both second period scores, waning moments of the second period.
Things going well for Drake McClure. For Bentworth leading 3-0.
Wright has been taken down again. 7-0 now in favor of Judas. Neutral is the choice of Havanek, so 9-0. Havanek leads. We go neutral, start of the third period with Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. End of the second period, 7-0. Judas leads. Looks like they're going neutral as well.
Coming to the end of the first period at 133 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth leading Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola 3-0.
Score for Cadis. Gets a takedown. Quickly lets Havanek back up. So it's now going to be 10-3. And it looks like Wright's been taken down again. 10-0. Caden Judas leads in the third. Oh, a headlock attempt there for Cadis. Cadis got the takedown, getting near fall. How about this? He got the fall. Carter Cadis was down 9-0, and he gets the fall. Time of the fall is 4:46 for Cadis. Out of Burgettstown, huge come-from-behind win there.
Drake McClure starts the second period with a reversal to take a 5-0 lead at 133 pounds.
And Wright has been defeated by Tech Fall, 16-0. Time of that Tech Fall, 4:53.
Emmett Wolf of McGuffey now coming out on mat number one against Brady Kostick of Richland.
Got it. So Wright drops the consolations. He joins his teammate Alex Medlin in consolations. Beth Center still looking for their first quarter finalist.
Minute remaining, second period. Drake McClure still leading. Now it's 9-0 for the Bentworth Wrestler.
And this is Emmett Wolf out here taking on Brady Kostick of Richland.
Also on the mats right now at 133 pounds, Chris Gibson of Huntington against Jacob Stewart of Burl. A 1-0 lead there for Stewart. Anthony Mucci of Derry and Tripp Watson just getting underway. Watson of Penns Valley, that's scoreless.
Shot attempt there by Wolf, caught in the front headlock by Kostick on the edge of the mat. Looked like he was going to get in deep on that shot. Good job by Kostick to block that. And they're going to go out of bounds.
McClure trying to get the shoulders of Foster down here. Some back points coming for Drake McClure. Going to be hard to get the pin there. That's going to be end of the second period, but some more back points coming. It's 13-0, Drake McClure of Bentworth.
Wolf not in a great position here, but he's able. Now he does. He grabs the ankle, is able to stand up. Now it's kind of a who's got who here. Both guys going for the side headlock kind of thing here. Now, again, Wolf on that leg, and he's going to get called for potentially dangerous as he lifted Kostick up off the mat. So unable to try to finish that trip for a takedown. We're still scoreless. 12-4 lead for Anthony Mucci of Derry over Tripp Watson of Penns Valley.
Also 133 pounds, Jacob Stewart of Burl, a 1-0 lead over Chris Gibson of Huntington. That's with 10 seconds remaining in the second period. McClure up 13-0, 1:41 remaining third period. Back to action in the neutral position.
A lot of action in this Wolf Caustic bout for no score. And now Wolf trying to complete a takedown the edge, and he got it with 1 second remaining in the period. They've been going back and forth trying to get the advantage on the other position-wise, and finally Wolf, and they're going to talk about it. I don't know what's to talk about. It certainly looked like a clear takedown to me, and it is. Or no, do they? Yeah, they give it 3-0. Wolf leading as we head to the second.
Another takedown for Drake McClure will make it 16-0. Tech Fall for Bentworth's Drake McClure. He'll advance to the quarterfinals.
20-5 Tech Fall for Mucci of Derry.
Comes at 4:49 for McClure.
I didn't catch the time on the Mucci Tech Fall. Might have been at the end of the first period. 2 minutes.
Still coming up for Bentworth, Owen Ivsik and Alex Rosilko.
Starting the bottom position here is Wolf, leading 3-0. It was his choice to choose bottom.
Now on mat number two, we'll have Deshaun Valentine of Somerset against Garen McDonald of Central Valley. That one just getting underway. Third period, halfway through, with Jacob Stewart of Burrell still leading Chris Gibson of Huntington 1-0.
Trying to get out for a tilt there was Caustic, but unable to budge Wolf.
Moving up to 139 pounds on mat number four, Angelo Emilio of North Catholic taking on Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle.
Sit out attempt here by Wolf, but Caustic stays with him. Trying to come to his feet. Now turns and faces Caustic, does Wolf. Close to getting free.
Valentine dumped by Garen McDonald. Central Valley's wrestler goes up 3-0.
Now both guys here, let's see, is Wolf. If Wolf can get his leg free, he'll get a reversal. Close to it here, but hanging on that ankle is Caustic. Caustic still listed in control, but he don't have much.
Burrell's Jacob Stewart wraps it up. A 1-0 decision over Chris Gibson of Huntington at 133 pounds.
And now instead of the reversal, it's just going to be an escape for Emmett Wolf. He'll go up 4-0.
Lomason of Bald Eagle with a takedown, 3-0 over Emilio of North Catholic.
Now shot by Caustic here. Wolf trying to fight it off. Caustic close to getting a takedown. And time expires. Ooh. Wolf is fortunate there. Clock was on his side. Still 4-0.
We'll have another McGuffey wrestler out on the mats now at 139 pounds. Caden Horn of Central Martinsburg taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Barr, 44-2 this season.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Caden Horn was the winner of the pigtail, and within the first 13 seconds, we've got injury as Barr got the takedown to go up 3-0.
Meanwhile, his teammate over here, Wolf, leading 4-0 in the third, riding on top. McClure did win, correct?
Yeah, Tech Fall.
That's right. Didn't mark that down on my sheet.
At 133 pounds, Garen McDonald leading Deshaun Valentine. McDonald of Central Valley up 3-0 at the beginning of the second period now. Still injury time for Caden Horn, who had to win a pigtail to get the right to take on Lucas Barr.
Wolf getting out to the side here, 30 seconds in to this third period as he works from the top position, leading 4-0.
Escape point for McDonald up 4-0 now on Deshaun Valentine. Still injury time for Central Martinsburg's Caden Horn at 139 pounds.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. That may not resume.
Just 20 seconds left on the injury clock. He sits up.
Now he's grabbing a headgear.
Limps away.
I'd say he's going to go, but
10 seconds on the injury clock. They haven't stopped it yet.
Yeah, he's going to go. He ain't going to have any injury time left, that's for sure.
Nope. 1 second, they blow the injury clock.
Stall warning here against Wolf on top. So that'll cause a restart with 38 seconds remaining. Wolf still leading 4-0.
start with Caden Horn on the bottom here. Already 3-0. Lucas Barr in the first 13 seconds after the injury time. We're back to action.
And that Wolf is slow to get up. And they're going to have him looked at here. He's out of bounds, and he started grabbing his neck. I didn't see how he must have came down awkwardly. I didn't see it. But they're going to come out and talk to Emmett Wolf.
Lucas Barr trying to roll Caden Horn over to his shoulders. Can't quite get anything yet out of it. That's with a minute remaining in the first period now. Second period comes to an end at 133 pounds between Valentine and McDonald. 4-3 lead now for McDonald as Valentine got a takedown there in the second.
Definitely dealing with the neck of Emmett Wolf. I mean, I don't want to scare anybody. It doesn't sound like a neck injury kind of thing. They're stretching out the muscles here. Believe me, I know. My chiropractor does that to me all the time.
Back points coming for Lucas Barr now of McGuffey, looking for the fall. Has Caden Horn on his back. Horn trying to roll through it. Has the lockup around the head. Trying to get the fall. Still no pin. Back points coming here for Lucas Barr. Caden Horn still trying to hang on. And he'll flip back over to his belly for a moment. And four near fall points for Lucas Barr as Horn fights it off for a moment. 10 seconds remaining, first period.
Had a fall there. Was that Darren McDonald? Yes. Or check the hand raise here. No.
No, it was not. It was Valentine.
Valentine comes from behind and gets the fall for Somerset.
Had trailed 4-0 in that bout at 133 pounds. He pins Garen McDonald of Central Valley.
Across the way, final minute, Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle, an 8-0 lead over Angelo Amelia of North Catholic, and we're back underway with Wolf down to final 10 seconds, leading 5-2 now. That was a reversal for Acostic and then an escape for Wolf, and now injury time running to Wolf again. This time it's with his hand. No, they'll just bring him back. Just 5 seconds left. He was definitely favoring his hand.
Lucas Barr leading 7-0 over Caden Horn now.
And with a 5-3 win, that is the final. 5-3, Emmett Wolf is your winner.
Three quarter finalists for McGuffey.
How about the Highlanders?
Well, they brought the most out of anybody here today from our local teams with
3-0.
And they're looking pretty good right now. Lucas Barr up 10-0 on Caden Horn at 139 pounds. More back points coming for Lucas Barr. He's got Horn cradled up.
Final 8-0 for Lomason over Emilio of North Catholic.
Close to the fall here once again is Lucas Barr with back points coming. Horn trying to belly out of it. Can't quite get there. Oh, awfully close here. Awfully close.
Yeah, still a lot of time for Barr to work with, too.
Yeah, Lucas Barr taking care of business for McGuffey. Can't quite get the fall yet. Referee down on the mat there.
That's
I'm sitting here going, that's got to be a fall. Time of the fall comes at 3:14 for Lucas Barr of McGuffey. He's into the quarterfinals, and that's the fourth one for the Highlanders.
Action here on mat one now is Aiden Burford of Highlands, Gideon Bracken of United. 139-pound action there. Also 139 pounds, Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. 3-1 lead over Ethan Gilby of Glendale.
And now up on mat number three, Javon Woods of Wash High. 28-9 this season. We'll take on Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley, who's 30-8.
Thought we might get a break. We will not. Happy to have you here on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network, live on WJPA AM 1450.
Brett Klim of Derry and Spencer Shaw of Everett at 139 pounds on the mat as well. Klim leading that one 3-1. Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley dumps Javon Woods to go up 3-0. End of the first there between Klim and Shaw. Klim leading 3-1.
Boy, the first four from McGuffey put the pressure on the other four guys. You don't want to be the first McGuffey guy to lose.
Javon Woods in some trouble. Back points coming here for Braden Durst. Javon Woods flips back over to his stomach, but maybe it's just two back points for Braden Durst to take a 5-0 lead over Woods. That's midway through the first period.
Oh, that doesn't look good for Woods.
Oh, no. Down again.
Cradle tight.
Braden Durst all over it. Woods gets one leg out of it for a moment. And there's the fall. Javon Woods pinned in 111. Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley with the fall at 139 pounds.
That takes us through our 139-pound local action as well. Wait and see what bout comes up there on mat. It's not going to be anyone for us on mat number three, so we will go ahead and step aside. Bring you back to Altoona. We'll get you caught up on some quarterfinal matchups and weight classes that have been decided when we return here to Altoona on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey Wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Matthew Dana with a fall in, a tech fall in 2 minutes. He'll be moving on to the quarterfinals. We have some results, Mr. Rigotti at 127.
Yeah, let's recap the quarterfinals at 127 pounds. We'll see Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley against Burke Nybauer of Central Cambria. Winner of that one will take on the winner of Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola and Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford. The other two quarterfinals, Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge will take on Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center, and Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt will challenge Antonio Bonney of Central Valley.
Quarterfinals are set at 133 as well. It's Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt versus Jacob Stewart of Burrell. Drake McClure of Bentworth will this will be an all Washington County quarterfinal later this evening. Drake McClure of Bentworth taking on Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. Bottom half of the bracket, Deshaun Valentine of Somerset to face Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area, and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey will face Anthony Mucci of Derry.
On the mat now at 139 pounds, Spencer Shaw of Everett and Brett Klim of Derry. That's at the beginning of the third period, a 13-3 lead for Brett Klim of Derry. At 145 pounds, Tristan Watorkowitz of Mount Pleasant leads Tyler Phillips of Marion Center 7-1 at the beginning of the second period.
Over here on mat one, it is Aiden Burford of Highlands, 5-2 lead over Gideon Bracken. That's in the third period at 139, and then up at 145, Bo Bassett. There he is, Bo Bassett, 15-5 lead currently against Sammy Sheeler of Somerset. And it's one of those, another one of those best of luck to you there, Mr. Sheeler.
Two big leads.
Oh! Official goes down there as they call a caution. Bassett tried to come around quickly off the whistle, and they get him for a caution. Or they might have got, no, it was a false start on Burford. He shot in, not Burford, Sheeler, shot in, and as Bassett came around, he took the legs out of the official.
And he gets another takedown here, does Bassett. It's 18-5. I don't foresee this making the second period. Little ankle pick there by Bassett. Now a fireman's carry by Bassett. Right to the back goes Sheeler. This is going to end one way or the other. And it will be a Tech fall. 25-6. Time of the Tech fall is 1:42 for Bo Bassett of Bishop McCord. That'll bring out McGuffey here on mat four, and that I'm guessing will be Victor Bonas.
145-pounder. Still four McGuffey wrestlers to go. Three after Bonas.
And Bracken has tied things up with Burford here on mat one. We haven't seen any overtime. We almost did in the Andrechak Quaker Valley bout, but I don't think I've seen any other bouts go overtime. This one has a chance, I suppose, here on mat one. We're underway, though, on mat four. Dawson Schaefer, Berlin Brothers Valley, Victor Bonas, McGuffey.
End of the first or second period on mat three. Tristan Matorkowitz of Mount Pleasant leads Tyler Phillips of Marion Center 13-2. Final 21 seconds of the third period between Spencer Shaw and Brett Klim. Klim of Derry leading 18-4.
And we do have overtime on mat one between Aiden Burford of Highlands and Gideon Bracken of United, 139-pound round of 16. Shot here in on a leg is Schaefer on Bonas. He's got the leg of Bonas elevated as it looks like Bracken is in position to win this thing in sudden victory. There's the takedown. Bracken wins at 8-5 for United. He comes from behind to defeat Burford and win in overtime. Meanwhile, it is 3-0 now as Bonas couldn't fight that off, had his leg elevated, was tripped down to the mat by Dawson Schaefer, and Bonas trails 3-0.
Brett Klim of Derry with a major decision over Spencer Shaw of Everett at 139 pounds.
Leg in over there for Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley. 45 seconds to go, opening period. New bout on mat 139-pound round of 16. Connor Gonneau, Phillipsburg Osceola, taking on Julian Bertucci of Burrell.
New bout on mat number two at 139 pounds. Sam Herring of Bishop McCord and Jose Martinez of Valley.
Still 3-0 down there in favor of Schaefer over Victor Bonas. Bonas flattened out. Stalemate is called. Not really sure why a stalemate was called there, but that was the call. 21 seconds, or I don't think they called a stalling on top. I don't believe.
Sam Herring of Bishop McCourt with an early 3-0 lead over Martinez of Valley. Things winding down at 145 pounds on mat number three with Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant and Tyler Phillips of Marion Center. That one with 21 seconds remaining. It's a 13-2 lead, rather, for Torkowitz.
Bonas was in danger, giving up near fall there, but he was able to roll clear through. One swipe, but not two. And we come to the end of the first period. Victor Bonas trails 3-0.
Another takedown for Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Major decision coming for the Viking. It'll be 16-2, the final over Tyler Phillips of Marion Center. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant moves to the quarterfinals at 145 pounds.
Bonas will start from the bottom here in the second period. He did not have much success on bottom after he was taken down in that first period.
Now on mat number three from Wash High at 145 pounds, Caleb Patton, 38-10 this season, will take on Yosef Garshnik of United. He's 34-5.
Wash High still looking for their first win, and it would be their only win in this round because he is the third of three.
And a quick takedown there for Garshnik to put Patton on his belly.
I'll tell you what, this Dawson Schaefer, Berlin Brothers Valley, pretty tough on top as now Bonas is able to come to his feet finally. Tried to peel the hands away, but he's broken right back down by Schaefer.
Garshnik of United has the leg of Patton.
Schaefer tried to throw the left leg in. Now he does get it in.
Oh, Patton in trouble on his back, trying to roll through it. A couple of swipes there for Garshnik.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Caleb Patton of Wash High fighting for his life right now. He's going to get one shoulder up for a moment. Garshnik trying to force him back down. Close to the fall here. Caleb Patton of Washi in some trouble. Back points coming already. And there's the fall. Caleb Patton pinned by Yosef Garshnik of United in 106 at 145 pounds.
Still nothing to report here on Victor Bonus on bottom. Schaefer has done a fantastic job riding on top and is close to riding out the entire second period. He's down to 20 seconds is Bonus.
Now on mat two at 145 pounds, Owen Lehew of Knock taking on Isaac Filak of Penn Cambria. That one's scoreless in a minute into the bout.
Bonus only got to his feet one time in this period and was immediately taken right back down. And that was a good ride by Dawson Schaefer, who takes that 3-0 lead into the third period, and they will go neutral in the third.
Other bout at 145 pounds, Jake Wilson of Central Cambria and Antonio Perkins of Valley. That one scoreless 20 seconds in. Filak of Penn Cambria now at 145, leading Lehew of Knox 7-1. Julian Bertucci of Burrow up 3-1 over Connor Gano at 139 pounds. That's our final bout at 139.
Roll attempt there I shouldn't say that. He was just trying to roll out of the grip there of Schaefer, who gets awarded the takedown on the edge of the mat. So now Victor Bonus trailing 6-0, 30 seconds into the third period. Something else to note, it was a little bit of a point of contention, I think, last weekend at the WPIL wrestling. There are no WPIL officials here today, which seems very
interesting.
We'll go with that word. I don't know that I've ever seen that. Usually you recognize some of the Whippeel guys out here officiating. There are none here. I don't know how that decision was made or what, how that came to be, but that is the case. Bonus down to 45 seconds, and he's in a position where he has had zero success in this bout. He is underneath of Dawson Schaefer.
He'd be the first McGuffey wrestler to not make it to the quarterfinals thus far. All three of Washi's wrestlers, Patton, Woods, and Patton.
A couple swipes there for Schaefer, but they were non-consecutive, so still no back points. Now he's going to get, he got two there. Looks like going to be two back points awarded here to Schaefer to extend his lead. If the pinning combination is ever broken here by it, they may not award these until the buzzer. I think that might be the case. There's the two. 8-0 final. Victor Bonus will drop to consolations, and as Nate said, he is the first McGuffey Highlander who falls into consolations. We are through 145 pounds now with our local guys. Next up would be Logan Noyes of Burgettstown and Garrett Newman of McGuffey. They are slated to wrestle in the round of 16 at 152 pounds. Let's take a look around the mats.
145 pounds on the mats right now. Isaac Filak leading 15-4 over Owen Lehew of Knock. And it also at 145 pounds, still scoreless between Wilson of Central Cambria and Perkins of Valley.
Our 39-pound action, Connor Gano is of Phillipsburg Osceola, trailing Julian Bertucci. That's in a final minute. Bertucci of Burrow leading 4-1 there. And just underway on mat four, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford, Sawyer Federolf of Penns Valley. Boyer with a quick takedown to start things there at 145 pounds. Take a break, bring you back to Altoona with more from the 2A Southwest Regional here on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the wizarding world of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit connects residents of the Mon Valley to exciting destinations like Hollywood Casino at the Meadows and Tanger Outlets. Ride our County Line B with stops in Monongahela, Finleyville, McMurray, and Washington, where you can access essential human services. Riders 65 and older are eligible for free bus rides, making your commute affordable and accessible. Find the complete County Line B schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Had a technical fall for Elizabeth Ford's Boyer over on mat 4. He's into the quarterfinals.
Had one for Filak as well over Lehue.
And that brings out another Bishop McCourt wrestler on mat 4. That is Devin Magro, 42-3 on the year, taking on Josh Kusma of South Park. And the sad thing is when you see these guys in Bishop McCourt come out with, you know, three losses. Those three losses were probably against
some
nationally
major tournament.
Ranked, yeah, guys. So I mean, it is a tough draw for sure. Out here on mat one, Caden Crawford in danger of being turned to his back. Gave up the initial takedown to Aaron Ickes of Chestnut Ridge. They are out of bounds. I believe there are back points coming. Yes, indeed. Takedown and four near fall. For Aaron Ickes, he leads 7-0 over Burrell's Caden Crawford. That's at 145.
Also at 145, Jake Wilson of Central Cambria and Antonio Perkins of Valley tied at 1 with 110 left in the third period.
We get a chance to do the 139-pound quarterfinals, and then we'll do a recap of some of the local action as well here.
I can do that for you at 139 pounds. We'll see Lucas Barr of McGuffey, the number one seed, take on Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle. Winner of that bout will take on the winner of Gideon Bracken of United and Derry's Brett Klim. Other two quarterfinals at 139 pounds, Braden Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley will take on Julian Bertucci of Burrell. Winner of that one will take on the winner of Bishop McCourt's Sam Herring and Quaker Valley's Matt Dana.
Might have some overtime. Well, maybe not. As I say that, we might have some points scored. We do.
Wilson.
Forget overtime.
Takedown for Antonio Perkins of Valley. Comes with 30 seconds remaining in the third period. Looking for some back points as well. Wilson will belly back over. No near fall points awarded. Now here they come. It's now 8-1. Antonio Perkins over Central Cambria's Jake Wilson. That one was headed for overtime, but the quick takedown and the back points for Antonio Perkins. He'll win 8-1 to head into the quarterfinals at 145 pounds.
Give you an update on the local action here. I've got the schools listed in alphabetical order. Here we go. Avella has Drake Buzzard in the consolations. Bentworth has Drake McClure in the quarterfinals. Still to come, Owen Ivsic and Alex Rosilko. Best center with a couple in consolation so far. Alex Medlin and Mason Wright. Still to come, Noah Lehue and Malachi Peak. Burgettstown brought 5. 2 were in the quarterfinals. Darius Simmons and Carter Cadis. 1 in consolations, that's Danny Smith. 2 still to come, Logan Noyes and Teddy Gray. Chartiers Houston has 1 who started in pigtails. He is in consolations, that's Caden Stam. Fort Cherry has 1. 215 pounds still to come, Braden Welsh. Jefferson Morgan has 4. 3 are in consolations, as by the way, a final there for Magro. Tech Fall didn't catch the time. I think it was 153. Magro of Bishop McCourt moves on.
Got it.
The Rockets with 3 in consolations. Hanning, Delaney, and Delaney. Still to come, Alex Palko at 160. McGuffey, first 4-1. Ely, Maine, Wolf, and Barr all in the quarterfinals. Bonus in consolations still to come. Newman, Teagarden, and Supler. Wash High has dropped all 3 of their guys into consolations. Noah Patton, Javon Woods, and Caleb Patton. And finally, West Greens. Noah Collins is in consolations.
and Colin White is still to come.
Garrett Newman and McGuffey now on the mat at 152 pounds, taking on Kyler Hale of Bedford.
And I have Logan Noyes of Burgettstown out here against Andrew Mardula of Pencambria on mat four.
Those two locked in ahead between Hale and Newman. Jonah Erdely, by the way, of Frazier at 152 pounds on the mats against Alex Sorovic of Bald Eagle. It's 9-0 for Frazier's Erdely. 1:35 remaining in the second period. Still scoreless between Hale and Newman of McGuffey halfway through the first.
No score between Noyes and Mardula. Ickes and Crawford down here at 145 pounds. Ickes of Chestnut Ridge leading 14-2 in the second period. As I look across there, Nate, look at the video board, I'm not even sure that's legible. If you were down there, doesn't it look kind of funny?
I can't. I mean, I'm looking through a basketball hoop to see it, so it's useless to me.
I mean, it looks very not clear.
Tell you what, our video streams when we do video looks clearer than that.
I would hope. And you are right. Minute 14 gone here between Noyes and Mardula. Still no score.
Alan Newman still scoreless at the end of the first period. Maybe a takedown here at the end, and Hale won't get it. Had Newman up in the waterfall position, tried to flip him over, but period comes to an end. They're scoreless. Flip will be Newman's choice for McGuffey, and he'll take down.
Neutral here between Noyes and Mardula. 30 seconds to go. Meanwhile, this one down here on mat one looks to be, well, I was going to say looks to be finishing up, but that's actually Burrell's Crawford who was getting the near fall point, so he's closing the gap a little, 16-5. And now, near side cradle here for Crawford, who was getting just destroyed on the scoreboard. He might have a chance. He's got a near side cradle locked up. No score at the end of one between Noyes and Mardula. Watching Caden Crawford of Burrell down here, who was trailing bigly, 16-2.
Garrett Newman and McGuffey awarded an escape point. Those two wrestling neutral now at 152 pounds.
It'll be Noyes to work from the top position in the second period of a scoreless bout. And Ickes was able to get to the boundary here, and now he's getting stall called against him as Ickes.
Takedown for Kyler Hale of, takedown Garrett Newman of McGuffey to make it 4-0 over Kyler Hale.
Noyes went to a half on the right side, let that go quickly. Now a hard cross face as they're on the edge of the mat.
152 pounds, Jonah Erdely of Frazier coming up on the end of the second period, leading Alex Sorovic of Bald Eagle 11-0.
Noyes was close to getting a cradle, but he was running out of mat, and Mardula was able to get himself out of bounds and out of danger.
Newman and Hale, neutral, 53 seconds remaining second period. Newman leading 4-1 after the escape by Hale.
That cradle from Crawford never resulted in anything. He's down to 20 seconds, trailing 16-5.
Newman has a hold of the right arm. Falls down to his knees. Those two called for a stalemate.
Logan Noyes riding on top. About a minute gone in this third period. Still no score as he takes on Andrew Mardula of Pencambria. Now trying to turn Mardula here is Noyes. He had to be close. The official wasn't even close to swiping, though. He wasn't even down to look at it. I can't see the shoulders of Mardula, but it seemed kind of nonchalant from the official. I mean, I would have thought he'd been looking at it. It had to be at least semi-close to going over.
Tech fall for Jonah Erdely of Frazier at 152 pounds. He defeats Alex Sorovic of Bald Eagle 18-0.
17-5 Ickes over Crawford as well for Chestnut Ridge.
End of the second period. McGuffey's Garrett Newman leading Kyler Hale of Bedford 4-1.
Oh, and Noyes got off to the side there and able to come out, and up over top is Mardula. He'll get the two-point reversal
that came with under 20 seconds to go in the second period. And now Noyes is going to find himself trailing. Look out, Noyes is close to giving up near fall points. He's able to fight that off, and now the buzzer sounds. So no near fall awarded. It'll just be 2-0 as we head to the third with Logan Noyes of Burgesstown trailing.
Now on the mat at 152 pounds, Christian Fight of Chestnut Ridge and Braxton Carr of Laurel. That one's scoreless 20 seconds in.
Noyes to work from the bottom for the third period.
Oh, Newman's got the cradle.
Yes, he does.
Trying to get Hale. Tight cradle. Hale on his back. Official on the mat looking, looking. No fall yet for Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Trying to get to the quarterfinals, and Hale will flip back over. Four near fall points coming for Garrett Newman to go up 8-1.
Speaking of cradles, we got a big one down here for Frazier's Gavin McCray, or excuse me, Freedom, not Frazier. Freedom's Gavin McCray leading Michael Monty and pinning him in a minute and two. Monty of United drops the consolations. McCray of Freedom, your winner by fall. That's at 152.
110 remaining, third period for Garrett Newman. A 7-point lead over Kyler Hale of Bedford at 152 pounds. Newman controlling here, and another cradle locked in by Newman. Newman looking for the fall. More back points coming for McGuffey, and there it is. Time of the fall comes at 406. Garrett Newman, your winner over Kyler Hale at 152 pounds. What did I say? 506. Thank you. I'm not very good at math, by the way.
It's all right.
506 for Garrett Newman, the fifth McGuffey Highlander into the quarterfinals.
I've got Noyes still trailing 2-0, and he's been ridden out for over a minute of this third period. He's flat, legs in here for Mardula. Trying to, what, we get a restart here? Not really sure why. Oh, he called a stalemate. Okay.
Now up on Matt.
Close to a fall on Matt 1-2. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Walter Rogers about to be pinned by Mason Horwat of Derry. There it is. Time of the fall, 43 seconds.
Now on mat number three at 152 pounds, Ryder Smith of Juniata against Callio Zanella of Burl. That one's scoreless 20 seconds in. Still scoreless between Fight of Chestnut Ridge and Carr of Laurel at 152 pounds. That's at the very start
chance here
of the second period.
Logan Noyes, he's going to get a reversal at 16 seconds. A little sit-out, comes up to his feet, and got Mardula a little off balance on the edge and is able to fall down on top for the reversal. And now we might see some overtime here, and it's going to involve potentially Burgesstown's Logan Noyes. Tied at 2, 6 seconds on the clock. To his feet comes Mardula, able to break him back down, and we are going to go to sudden victory period here on mat number 4.
Now on mat number one at 160 pounds, Landon Huffman of Conemaugh Township and Ewan Olson of Derry.
Underway, sudden victory. Andrew Mardula of Pencambria. Burgesstown's Logan Noyes. Head to head. Fighting for some wrist control. Now a little slip there by Noyes. Comes around behind. He should have the takedown here. His hands were on the mat. That's a takedown. 3-point takedown. 20 seconds in, call it 21 seconds officially. 5-2 final in sudden victory period. Logan Noyes of Burgesstown is the third Blue Devil into the quarterfinals at 152.
Great effort by Noyes there to get that reversal in the final 16
Absolutely.
Seconds.
Absolutely.
And then right there, the quick takedown and sudden victory.
He looked like, I mean, it looked like he was not going to be able to do anything from bottom. Looked like he was going to be ridden out and able to come up with the overtime victory, and that's going to bring out Jefferson Morgan's last hope for a quarterfinalist, Alex Palko. Here at 160 pounds, going to take on Micah Atherton of Mount Union. And we got a cradle down. No, we don't. On mat number one, 13-1 though lead for Ewan Olson of Derry. Derry back-to-back wins on mat one, looking like.
Start of the third period at 152 pounds. Christian Fight of Chestnut Ridge. Braxton Carr of Laurel. It's a 4-2 lead for Carr.
Oh, man, a single leg there from Palko. He got in, switched to a double, never got control, went back to a single and lost it, and then coming around from behind and getting the takedown instead was Micah Atherton, and then he quickly lets Palko up. So 3-1 Atherton. Atherton comes into this thing 27-12 on the year. Alex Palko 19-7. The Rockets' final hope for a quarterfinalist. And one of only two more shots for Green County to get to the quarters, as Ewan Olson does win. Tech falls 17-1 in 143. Olson of Derry advances at 160 pounds.
Still scoreless at 152 pounds. 30 seconds into the second period, Ryder Smith of Juniata and Kaleo Zanella of Burl.
Down to 50 seconds opening period here. Palko. Palko had a really good opening shot. Didn't get it finished, though, and ends up down 3-1 to Atherton of Mount Union. And now another shot here that Atherton a reshot. Still driving in on the leg, though, here is Palko. He's going to be able to get up around the waist for the takedown on the edge of the mat, and now Palko goes in front 4-3. 29 seconds to go, opening period. Palko with a one-point advantage. Now, Atherton wanted nothing to do with trying to ride Palko. We'll see if Palko, and he will at least attempt to ride out to begin with. Goes to a half on the right side here as Atherton tries to sit out. Let's go with a half, does Palko. Now he gets draped up on the back, and there's a potentially dangerous call. 14 seconds for a restart. At this point, you don't want to let him up. You want to ride this out to the buzzer here and not give up that late point if you're Alex Palko.
Final 10 seconds of the second period at 152 pounds. Smith and Zanella still scoreless.
Palko throws a leg in. Getting high, though, here is Palko. 7 seconds to go as he's got a leg in there. He should be able to get to the buzzer. He will. 4-3. Going to be your score at the end of one in favor of Jefferson Morgan's Alex Palko.
25 seconds remaining, third period, 152 pounds. Braxton Carr of Laurel leads Christian Fight of Chestnut Ridge 5-2.
Palko to work from the bottom for the second period. Again, first time around, Atherton wanted nothing to do with riding on top. Just let Palko up immediately. See what he does this time. Sit out attempt here by Palko. Atherton stays with him. Another switch attempt here. This is Palko who's going to get the reversal. Then go up 6-3. Palko now flattens out Atherton. Legs in here.
Final at 152. Carr of Laurel. Decision over Fight of Chestnut Ridge. 5-2.
Atherton flattened out on the mat. 30 seconds gone in this second period. 6-3, Palko lead.
Zanella and Smith still scoreless at 152, 139 remaining, third period. Also a mat number one at 160 pounds. Chaney Lewis of Neighborhood Academy leads Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights 3-0. That's at the end of the first period.
Neighborhood Academy has a wrestler here?
Yeah, Neighborhood Chaney Lewis, 31-9.
I did not realize that.
Now at 160 pounds on mat number two, Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt, 41-1 this season.
Yeah.
Take on Stephen Predina of Mount Pleasant.
He probably lost a leg. I don't know. I was trying to think of who knows. Who? I mean, I'm just saying these guys are ridiculous from Bishop McCourt. Probably lost like Spencer Lee in an exhibition or something. There's a fall for Alex Palko. He's able to turn Atherton to his back. Atherton favoring the shoulder here, but he has been pinned, and Palko is going to be in the quarterfinals. Time of the fall, 3:37. Alex Palko of Jefferson Morgan into the quarterfinals, and the Rockets will have one alive in championship bracket.
Melvin Miller, not wasting any time, goes up 6-1 on Stephen Predina of Mount Pleasant. With 160 at 160 pounds, that is, with 122 remaining first period. Injury time there. Also some injury time on mat number three as well. 2-0, Callio Zanella of Burl has taken the lead with 1 minute remaining in the third period. Cleaning up some or they're fixing a mat, actually.
Oh, yeah. They have to retape the mat.
Well, the injury clock, it's got to be injury time. It looks like blood time running in the Miller-Pernina bout, but injury time running. But as they're fixing the mat here, the clock's still going.
Yeah, they must still be considering this injury time. I mean, surely they would cut the injury time if they were just fixing the mat. Down here, 5-1 Chaney Lewis of Neighborhood Academy. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this is the first time Neighborhood Academy has had a wrestler in the wrestling regional. Leading Marshall Eckenrode 5-3, but he has been reversed as Lewis, so Eckenrode cuts that. It was 5-1, now cuts it to 5-3. We have some updating to do, right? What's the last weight class we did?
133, I think.
We did 39. Did we do 39? I think we did.
Yeah, we might need to do 145. And now we can't quite do 152 yet. Still the Sanella Smith out there. 48 seconds remaining. Blood time still running.
145-pound quarterfinals. Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt against Tristan Latorkowitz of Mount Pleasant. Winner there will take on the winner of Isaac Filak of Penn Cambria and Aaron Ickes of Chestnut Ridge. Bottom half of the bracket, Dawson Schaefer, Berlin Brothers Valley, to face Joseph Garshnick of United. Winner there will take on the winner of Antonio Perkins of Valley versus Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward.
Final 15 seconds here, the third period. Zanella and Smith go out of bounds. Zanella leading 2-0. Back to action, neutral. Final 5 seconds here. And it will be Zanella of Burrell with a 2-0 decision over Ryder Smith at 152 pounds to advance into the quarterfinals. 50 seconds remaining in the first period at 160 pounds. Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt leading Predina 12-4.
Should have Owen Ifsit coming up from Bentworth here somewhere, 160 pounds. While we wait on him, we'll step aside, bring you back here to Altoona, the 2A Southwest Regional on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And 160 pounds, Melvin Miller with a tech fall over Predina of Mount Pleasant to advance into the quarterfinals. And now at 160 pounds on mat number three, we have Owen Ivsick of Bentworth, a 3-0 lead over Zach Dick of Juniata Valley. 25 seconds. And Ivsick trying to get the cradle in on Dick. Dick going to come up, stand to his feet. Three-one as Dick gets the escape. Now on mat number two, Gabe Lilly of Elwood City taking on Braden Lasowski of Penns Valley.
I've got Ben Catullo of Burrell leading 9-0 over Caleb Sines of Myersdale. And a tilt there, and now it looks like we have a final here, 7-5. Oh,
Cheney Lewis at Neighborhood Academy. I was pulling for him. Ends up losing that one 7-5 to Ecken Road. So Cheney Lewis will drop to Constellations. That was just always easy to see a school that you're not used to seeing here make an appearance.
Dick with the escape, then the takedown by Owen Ivsic makes it 9-2. Back points coming as they go out of bounds. Four back points for Owen Ivsic. And it's 13-2 for the Bentworth wrestler, a 43-3 record this season. Those two restart neutral with 56 seconds remaining in the first period.
Well, down there on mat one, this one might not go long. Jackson Angelo of Frazier has Cooper Porter of Myersdale in a bad way, but Porter able to belly out after giving up three near fall points. 6-0.
Injury time for Ivsic. He'll go over to the corner of the mat and get a drink.
Catullo wins. Tech fall 4-11. Ben Catullo 15-0 over Caleb Sines of Myersdale at 160. Catullo out of Burl.
Lasowski of Penns Valley with a 3-0 lead over Gabe Lilly of Elwood City at 160 pounds.
Going to bring up McGuffey's. Who do we have here? They didn't put it on the board yet. It's got to be Reed Teagarden, right?
Shot in on the leg, slips off. Now just trying to slam down to the mat, and he does. Bentworth's Owen Ivsic gets the takedown to make it 16-3. Trying to roll Dick to his back.
Reed Teagarden underway down here with Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley.
Back points for Ivsic will end at 19-3. Tech fall for Owen Ivsic in 142.
Fallen 120 for Jackson Angelo of Frazier at 172. He defeats Cooper Porter of Myersdale.
Bentworth with two out of their three in the quarterfinals with Rosilco still to come at 285.
There you go, Bearcats.
Despite the amount of consolations we've had, McGuffey's been looking pretty good. Burkittstown and Bentworth with some success here.
Yeah, for sure. McGuffey's Reed Teagarden out here now scoreless with a minute 20 to go.
Burl's Isaac Lasinski comes out at 172 against Dylan Stevens of United. That one just getting underway.
Should have Noah Lehue coming up, too, at 172 for Beth Center. Somewhere. He's got to be on deck somewhere.
A couple of heavyweights later on here today for Bentworth, for West Green, for Burgettstown. Still a couple of local wrestlers to go in Washington and Greene counties here.
Here's a good single leg shot here by Teagarden. Switches to double knot, comes up around the waist. No takedown award, as by the time he advanced up to the waist, the hands were off the mat, but now he does get the takedown as Reefer unable to keep his hands off the mat. Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley has been taken down and flattened out by Reed Teagarden. 30 seconds to go here in the opening period. McGuffey trying to continue their great run here. Only one loss in the first six bouts for the Highlanders. Out of bounds they go. Or no, did not blow the whistle. That was a whistle on a different mat. Down to 5 seconds remaining. And we'll go to the second period. Teagarden with a 3-0 lead.
Takedown for Lasowski of Penns Valley makes it 6-0 over Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. That's at the end of the second period. 40 seconds remaining in the first period. Lasinski of Burl leading 3-0 over Dylan Stevens of United.
Reed Teagarden to work from the bottom here in the second period.
Lasinski looking for the fall on Stevens. And there it is. Comes at 140. Isaac Lasinski of Burl, the fall at 172 pounds.
Teagarden able to come to his feet and get the escape. Why have they not put it on the board? Boys, it's 4-0 down there. As they circle here on the edge of the mat, it's 4-0. Four. That score is incorrect, folks.
Oh, they're coach now finally pointing at it.
Now look out as Reed Teagarden's been taken down and straight to his back, trying to bridge up. Gives up the takedown here to Reefer. And Teagarden trying to keep that right shoulder up, but he's going to give up a lot of near fall here. He's going to find himself trailing if he's able to fight this off. Half here from Reefer trying to tighten it up, but able to belly out. Gives up the four near fall. Scoreboard says 7-3. It's 7-4.
Now on the mat at 172 pounds, Ezra Massoud of Tussie Mountain and Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem. That's scoreless 35 seconds in.
Flattened out here is Teagarden. Now tries to come up to his base. And right on the edge of the mat here, Teagarden trailing 7-4. If they don't award that fourth point in between periods, I don't have an answer for you.
Takedown for Massoud of Tussie Mountain to go up 3-0 on Miller of Greensburg-Salem. 50 seconds remaining first period.
Down to 13 seconds. Seven. Scoreboard says 7-3. That's incorrect.
I think McGuffey going to take care of that. Right away.
I would think so.
Here they go.
Yeah, they're definitely pointing it out. So the officials will come over and make sure they get that corrected.
Injury time in the 172-pound bout between Massoud of Tussie Mountain and Miller of Greensburg-Salem. Massoud there with a 7-0 lead. Lasowski at 160 pounds of Penns Valley leading Gabe Lilly 6-0 over of Elwood City. That's with a minute remaining in the third period.
This should not take long. What is this conversation about?
172-pound bout also on the mat right now. Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley against Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Quaker Valley's Ritchie with an 11-0 lead at the end of the second period. They go to the third neutral. Still injury time in the 172-pound bout between Greensburg-Salem's Miller and Massoud of Tussie Mountain.
I think what they had to do is they're over there, they got to take away the two scores that happened after the escape so they can put the escape in and then put in the takedown and back points for a Reefer. Now they have the four finally on there, so this should get resolved. Not like the old days where you just hit the button and you gotta go back so it's all correct and flow.
All on a computer now.
Yeah. They want it to look correct when you go to get the results of the bout.
Still 6-0 for Lasowski.
I still don't see why I should take this long.
That's it. Braden Lasowski, decision over Gabe Lilly, 6-0 of Elwood City at 160 pounds to move on to the quarterfinal. Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem with a reversal to make it 7-2 at the end of the first period.
Hey, 7-4 is our score over there on mat number four.
Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley approaching the Tech Fall injury time with a 14-0 lead now with less than a minute remaining in the third.
Teagarden to work from the top here. Quick switch attempt there by Reefer, but gets a caution for a false start. Good start this time.
Now up at 172 pounds, Jaden O'Farrell of Bishop McCourt and Landon Dallaire of Southmoreland.
Reefer able to get free for an escape. He goes up now 8-4. That's Teagarden's going to have to be the aggressor now, trailing by four. They go out of bounds with 137 to go in regulation.
Massoud of Tussie Mountain grabs a leg and throws Miller to the mat. Now 10-3 at 172 pounds.
Got injury time on mat one down there to Carter Durst, who is trailing 14-0. But the match is not over quite yet, and they're going to cut the injury time.
Hard toss to the mat.
Oh, double leg shot here from Reefer, trying to lift Teagarden. Teagarden doing a great job of trying to fight it off, but eventually he's going to lose that battle. Teagarden is taken down.
O'Farrell looking for the fall at 172. Got the takedown. Has Dallaire of Southmoreland on his back. Trying to arch, and there's the fall. Time of the fall, 120 for Jaden O'Farrell of Bishop McCord at 172 pounds to defeat Delaware of Southmoreland.
T-Yard now trailing 11-4, 1 minute to go.
Now at 172 pounds, Noah Lehue of Beth Center coming up against Tanner Flickinger of River Valley. There are a lot of valleys, aren't there?
A lot
Valley,
of valleys.
Quaker Valley.
Penns Valley. Meshannon Valley, I think. They're here, I think. T-Garden is now, I don't know if they're holding near fall. I think they are. I think they got two counts as he was able to eventually roll through. They go out of bounds, and they're going to award. They're actually going to award three, 14-4 now in favor of Rocco Reefer of Meshannon Valley. Yeah, I said I think they're here. He said Meshannon Valley's right there, taking on McGuffey's Tea Garden.
Ethan Miller for Greensburg Salem on his back, rolls back over to his belly, now trailing 17-4, final seconds of the second period at 172 pounds. Lehue and Flickinger now underway, 30 seconds into the first period, scoreless.
Tea Garden will get an escape, make it 14-5, but this one is going to send Tea Garden to the consolations here at the Southwest Regional. Another late takedown with 5 seconds left. Final score is going to be 17-5 in favor of Rocco Reefer of Meshannon Valley, and Reed Tea Garden will drop to consolations.
Lehue still scoreless with Flickinger. Those two just hand fighting. Another takedown for Ezra Massoud. Be a Tech fall 20-4 over Ethan Miller of Greensburg Salem. That at 422.
Two wrestlers locally at 189, one at 215, and three at 285. Still six to come after Noah Lehue's bout.
Lehue had Flickinger up in that waterfall position. Whistle stops with 27 seconds remaining in the first period. Those two still scoreless. Restart neutral.
Matt, one, it's a battle of the Calebs. Caleb closely of Bald Eagle area leads Caleb Snyder of Myersdale 6-2. Matt, four, scoreless, just underway. Grady Clark of Huntington area and Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton. And on Matt, three, it's scoreless between Slayton Williams of Southside and Dom Peruzzo of Huntington. Actually, they're not underway yet. Just about to get underway. Or no.
Lehue and Flickinger.
What's
going on? Coming to the end of the first period, scoreless.
They just haven't fixed the clock yet, or what? What's happening on Matt one, on Matt three?
Blood time already. It's 1-0.
The clock on here says the match hasn't started yet.
The flow pauses anytime that the scoreboard actually pauses.
Yeah, but it's still saying 2 minutes. How's that possible?
Had to be something there. There was injury time running and an escape point already awarded.
What in the world is going on?
Maybe
it's the second period?
I missed that.
I would love to know what the story is on Matt 3. How do you have a 1-0 score with 2 minutes in the first period?
Well, they just got underway, Williams and Peruzzo.
Maybe there was some kind of penalty point on the whistle and they stopped it. Now, that must have had to be it. Had to be it.
Flickinger 1-0. Leading Lehue of Beth Center with 1:22 period.
That had to be what happened. They had to have some sort of technical violation against somebody right off the whistle that caused injury time to start. Maybe a slap to the head or something. Who knows?
Wasn't paying attention, to be honest. I'm watching Lehue, who's trailing 1-0. We're right amongst the Huntington fans, and that's a Huntington wrestler involved in that.
Yeah, just an odd situation. I didn't catch what happened. It was Huntington was awarded the point.
Stalemate between Lehue and Flickinger. Flickinger still leading Lehue of Beth Center, 1-0, 45 seconds remaining, second period. Those two just hand fighting in the center of the mat. And now a shot in on the left leg by Lehue. Flickinger smothers him fairly quickly. Both of them work their way back up to their feet. Flickinger with position on the head of Lehu. Now they both go back down to the mat. They stand back up. Let go of each other for a moment, and that's the end of the second period. Still a 1-0 lead for Tanner Flickinger of River Valley over Noah Lehu of Beth Center.
Grady Clark of Huntington has an 11-1 lead over Jamel Lindsay of Carlington midway through that bout. Now make it 14-1, excuse me. Down here on mat one, it is Zayshawn Williams of Freedom, 3-0 lead over Tyson Grove of Everett. And that match we were talking about earlier, still 1-0, and that's nearing the end of the first period. Dom Peruzzo of Huntington has the advantage over Slayton Williams of Southside.
Start of the third period, Lehu trying to get to his feet. Has Flickinger draped over his back. Lehu trying to stand up, Flickinger keeping him on the mat. Now trying to get that leg in there.
Fall is called. That was a very quick fall. Time is going to be 3:24 in favor of Grady Clark of Huntington over Jamel Lindsay of Carlington. 172 pounds.
Flickinger still working the top on Lehu. Trying to roll him up on his shoulders. Has that leg in there. Minute remaining, third period. Lehu of Beth Center trailing Flickinger of River Valley 1-0 here in the round of 16.
Lehu's teammate, Malachi Peak, on the mat now. Mat four against Grayson Mela of Richland.
Flickinger just trying to ride this out, I think, as he has position on Lehu. Wraps his left leg around him now. And now Lehu in some trouble. Flickinger trying to peel him to the shoulder. One swipe. Just one. No back points. Now again, flips him over. And back to the stomach is Lehu, but running out of time. 10 seconds remaining in the period. Trying to get the cradle here is Flickinger. Won't quite get it. Gets that leg over as Lehu will belly out. It won't matter. As that's the end of the third period. Decision for Tanner Flickinger of River Valley defeats Noah Lehu of Beth Center 1-0.
Well, that means that Malachi Peak is the Bulldogs' final chance to get somebody to the quarterfinals, and he has just now been taken down. We went a minute scoreless with no shots, and now Grayson Mela of Richland is able to get the opening takedown here on Malachi Peak at 189 pounds.
Peruzzo of Huntington, Slayton Williams of Southside tied at one. 20 seconds remaining, second period there. Coming up on mat two at 189 pounds, Kyle Scott of Tyrone and Wyatt Markovich of South Park.
25 seconds ago in the opening period for a restart with Malachi Peak on bottom.
Takedown awarded to Kyle Scott of Tyrone at 189 pounds.
And you heard the Huntington crowd celebrating Peruzzo, who leads 4-1 at the end of two over there. Down to 20 seconds in the peak bout. He is flattened out here in the center of the mat. 10 seconds to go in this opening period.
Penalty point awarded to Peruzzo at 189. Make it 5-1. Oh, shot in on the right leg there by Kyle Scott of Tyrone. He'll flatten Markovich back to the mat for another takedown. 6-1 Scott now. Slayton Williams trying to sweep the leg. Flips around Peruzzo. Those two go out of bounds with 1:33 left in the third period. Little shove there by Slayton Williams.
Look out here. Peak going to be reversed. He, right off the whistle, Mela was able to stand up, and Peak looked like he was still in pretty good control there, but he lost the grip on the leg, and Mela able to come right in, turn and face him, and
take him right down to the mat. Now an escape for Peak makes it 5-1.
Scott has Markovic on the mat. Back points coming. Four of them for Kyle Scott to go up 10-1. Looking for some more now.
Malachi Peak trailing 5-1, neutral position here against Mayla of Richland. Aaron Supler McGuffey also wrestling in this weight class. We'll see him very soon.
And there's the fall for Kyle Scott of Tyrone at 189. It comes at 145 over Wyatt Markovic of South Park.
Peak was trying to set up a throw there, but ran out of room on the mat.
Another penalty point awarded, I believe, to Peruso to make it 7-1. 37 seconds remaining there at 189 pounds.
Down to 35 seconds to go, second period. Peak trailing 5-1. Haven't really seen a great shot here from either wrestler in this second period. Like I said, Peak tried to set up that throw a little bit ago, but that was about it. Now he's going to try to shuck Mayla by, but they'll just separate again, and that's going to do it for two periods. 5-1, Mayla leading Peak. Go to the third period, and Peak will work from the bottom.
End of the bout at 189 pounds. Dom Peruso of Huntington defeats Slayton Williams by decision, 7-4, to move on to the quarterfinals. Now on the mat at 189 pounds, C.J. Pensiero of Bishop McCourt and Bryce Metz of Avonworth. It's a 3-1 lead for Pensiero.
Peak able to get an escape to make it 5-2. So now here you are neutral with a minute 45 to work with. Malachi Peak needs a takedown to tie things up.
We'll have Aaron Supler of McGuffey coming out at 189 pounds on mat number three. Supler taking on Jaden Eimler of Chestnut Ridge. Shot in by Eimler on the right leg of Supler and try to wrap him up here. Grabbing the leg is Supler to prevent the takedown for now.
Fall for Brady Brown of Derry in 57 seconds over Jeremy Hadzus of Central Cambria. Brady Brown 40-4, now make it 41-4 on the year.
Stalemate between Supler and Eimler of Chestnut Ridge.
56 seconds left for Peak. We're neutral here on mat four, and we got to see some shot here of some kind from Malachi Peak. Now it's in on a single leg is Mayla. Got the leg of Peak elevated, going to try to trip him down, and he will. No, able to get that one leg out of danger for the moment is Peak. Great job to fight that off. Looked for sure like Mayla was going to get the takedown, but he never quite gathered that second leg. And now off the edge, 30 seconds to go, still 5-2.
Pensiero with a cradle and a pin at 189 pounds. Comes at 159, just gets it there before the end to move on to the quarterfinals.
There was a shot by Peak, but he came up empty on the leg, now caught ear to ear.
Supler in trouble, he's arching his back. Back points coming is Jaden Eimler. Trying to get the pin on Aaron Supler of McGuffey.
Final 10 seconds here for Peak. Tried an inside trip. They go out of bounds. 3 seconds left, and now Mayla can just back out.
Supler in trouble. Eimler still trying to work him over.
Peak drops the consolations. 5-2 decision.
Supler bellies out, but 4 back points for Jaden Eimler makes it 7-0. McGuffey Supler trailing with 10 seconds remaining in the first period.
Looks like I got Braden Welsh now coming up on mat four.
Four
Terry's Welsh.
End of one. Eimler 7, Supler nothing.
Braden Welsh going to take on Ian Koval of North Star. 215-pound round of 16.
We've got 215 pounds now at mat two. Justin Beck of Avonworth and Zane Hagans of Somerset scoreless. Also have 215 on mat one. Luke Boylan of Berlin, Josh Ryan of Mount Union. Ryan with a 3-0 lead there.
Great takedown by Welsh just 10 seconds in. Got in on the leg of Koval and takes him down on the edge of the mat. 3-1 as he quickly lets him up as well.
Supler trailing 7-0. Starts the second period on top.
Another quick single leg from Welsh results in a second takedown. 6-1. Welsh going to let him up again. 6-2. We got to do some recapping of.
Oh my goodness!
But we haven't had any moment to do it.
Stalemate call between Supler and Eimler. That one's still 7-0. No score here in the second period. 1:33 remaining.
Another takedown. This is just a takedown clinic for Braden Welsh. He's now up 12-4. By the way, another takedown here and takes Koval right to his back. And they call this, did they call a fall? I guess they did.
Sure did.
Straight to his back he went. Time of the fall, 52 seconds. Welsh, your winner. So Fort Cherry's lone wrestler is into the quarterfinals.
Escape for Eimler goes up now 8-0 over Supler of McGuffey. Those two going towards the edge of the mat. Go out of bounds. Potentially dangerous called on mat two between Hagans and Beck, and I believe Hagans is, or Beck that is, of Avonworth injured. Injury clock will run with 7 seconds left in the first period. Hagans leading 3-0.
I just saw a cradle down there. I didn't see what would have caused a potentially dangerous call, but
something with the neck.
Huh.
Still 8-0. Eimler leading Supler. 45 seconds remaining, second period. Those two both standing. Shot in on the right leg by Eimler as they go out of bounds. Stops the clock with 36 seconds remaining in that second.
Caden Shanna, Southmoreland, and Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford underway 215. And I've got Josh Ryan of Mount Union leading Burroughs Luke Boylan 7-0 at 215 as well.
Thirty seconds remaining in the second period. Eimler 8, Supler nothing. As those two go out of bounds and off the mat towards the fans on the far side. Zane Hagans of Somerset leading Justin Beck of Avonworth 4-0. 1:40 remaining second period there at 2:15. Final 15 seconds of the second period here for Supler. No shot in before the end of the second period. It'll go to the third, 8-0. Supler trailing.
Happy to have you along here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, also live on WJPA AM 1450 in Washington.
Thanks to our producer, Jacob Knizzer, in our
Absolutely.
Downtown Washington studios
you,
as
Jacob.
Well. Takedown for Hagans makes it 7-0. Beck gets the escape to make it 7-1. Hagans of Somerset at 2:15. Third period underway now between Supler of McGuffey and Eimler of Chestnut Ridge. 8-0 still for Eimler. Those two both on their feet. That's at 1:89. Stalemate call between those two again. Quick takedown and to his back. It is Justin Beck of Avonworth. Makes it 10-1. Hagans, and there's another takedown for Eimler to make it 11-0 over Supler. Supler in some trouble here. On his back, Eimler looking for the fall. Supler going to belly out, but four back points coming, and that's a tech fall. 15-0, Jaden Eimler. That quick takedown in the back points. A tech fall over Aaron Supler. That comes at 4:58.
We might have a chance to get you caught up on some things. Let's see who comes out here at 285. I think we are good to step aside. We'll bring you back. We've got three heavyweights locally still to come. Alex Rosilko, Teddy Gray, and Colin White on the way here from Altoona. This is GreenSports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back here now to the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional here. Top seven from this tournament in each weight class will move on to the state tournament in Hershey. Let's get you some updates on the brackets here, running down some weight classes that we are way behind on. Starting at 152, your quarterfinal matchups. Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt will take on Gavin McCray of Freedom. Winner there will take on the winner of Jonah Early of Frazier and Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Bottom half of the 152-pound bracket quarterfinal, Braxton Carr of Laurel to face Callie Zanella of Burrell and Logan Noyes of Burgesstown in the quarterfinals against Mason Horwat of Derry.
At 160 pounds, Jefferson Morgan's Alec Palko will take on the number one overall seed from Bishop McCourt, Melvin Miller. Winner of that one will take on the winner of Ben Catullo of Burrell and Frazier's Ryan Salasky. In the other two quarterfinals at 160 pounds, Ewan Olson of Derry will take on Braden Lasowski of Penns Valley, and Bentworth's Owen Ivsick, the number two overall seed, will take on Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights.
172-pound quarterfinals, Jackson Angelo of Frazier to face Rocco Reefer of Meshannon Valley. Winner there gets the winner of Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley against Jaden O'Farrell of Bishop McCourt. Bottom half of the bracket, Grady Clark of Huntington area will face Isaac Lasinski of Burrell. The winner there will face the winner of Tanner Flickinger of River Valley, taking on Ezra Masood of Tussie Mountain.
At 189 pounds, nobody from Washington or Green in the quarterfinals. It'll be Caleb Close of Bald Eagle against Grayson Mahala of Richmond. Winner of that takes on the winner of Zashawn Williams of Freedom and Dom Peruso of Huntington. The number three overall seed, Jaden Eimler, just won from Chestnut Ridge. He'll take on Kyle Scott of Tyrone. Winner of that matchup takes on Bishop McCourt's C.J. Pensiero or Brady Brown of Derry.
And still waiting on results at 215, and we'll be able to recap 215 and 285. Scheduled start time for the quarterfinals is 7:30.
I don't think we're hitting that.
We may, yeah, I would say probably not.
On the mat right now, at 215 pounds, Chase Stuchel of River Valley against Braden Sudor of Carlinton. Carlinton Sudor with a 2-0 lead there with a minute remaining in the second period. On mat number three at 215 pounds, Brennan Breisinger of Quaker Valley trailing Tyler Lobb of Mashannon Valley 4-0. That's with a minute remaining in the second as well.
Jake Yaski of Forest Hills out here on mat one trailing Colton Carlson of Laurel 3-1. Henry Barbish of Carlinton just underway with Gianni Brown of Myersdale. That's our first 285-pound bout. And down here on mat one, Colton Carlson of Laurel is going to pick up a fall in 135. Carlson defeats Jake Yatsky of Forest Hills.
Takedown for Tyler Lobb of Mashannon Valley to go up 7-0.
And close to a fall, there it is for Carlinton's Henry Barbish. Time of the fall, 40 seconds over Gianni Brown of Myersdale. It's going to help us get closer to the 7:30 start time. A couple of quick falls. Keep in mind that we're going to have a lot of guys, Nate, that are in consolations coming up here that will run alongside the quarterfinals. And
they're only doing consolation pigtails.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, tonight. Consolation pigtails will run with the quarterfinals. Consolations will start tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right, because they have to wait on quarterfinal losers to face the...
That's right. So tomorrow morning you'll have a consolation
right?
round at 9. Consolation round 1 starts at 9 tomorrow morning.
Oh,
consolation round 2 is at 10:30 tomorrow. Then semifinals don't start until 12:15. Tonight at 7:30 approximately, a little bit after probably, the quarterfinals will start. There's 52 bouts in quarters, and the consolation pigtails, it's only 13 bouts for the consolation pigtails that will run concurrently with the 52 quarterfinal bouts. Injury time on mat number two between Braden Sudor of Carlinton and Chase Stuchel of River Valley. That one ready to get back underway at the end of the second period. And still some injury time running, actually. On mat number three, Tyler Lobb with another takedown of Brennan Breisinger to go up 10-0 with 1:23 remaining third period. Breisinger on his stomach and Lobb riding there.
Okay, I was mistaken on that. So
I don't know how many of our... I've not seen which now what is consolation pigtails, but there's only 13.
Well, it's going to be those ones that lost in the... The only ones that are in danger of being eliminated are the ones that lost in the pigtail round. Everybody else will be wrestling tomorrow morning.
So what we got?
Well, I mean, unless you... The wrestler who drops down to face that consolation loser could be in danger of elimination here tonight as well.
Injury time again on mat number two for Chase Stuchel, trailing now 4-0 to Braden Sudor of Carlinton.
Yeah, so that being the case, there's only going to be 13 eliminated from day one. I did not realize that. I figured we'd have a full round of consolations running alongside the quarterfinals.
Yeah, full consolation round one is tomorrow morning. Consolation round two tomorrow morning. Then you'll have semifinals and other consolations. Injury time, clock still running here for River Valley. They're going to stop it with a second left on the clock, and looks like Chase Stuchel will be ready to go here. Final 1:46 remaining in the third. End of the third period. That'll do it. Major decision for Tyler Lobb of Mashannon Valley to defeat Brennan Breisinger of Quaker Valley. That's at 215 pounds. 285, Kelton Bonnell of Juniata trailing Parker Cunningham of South Park 3-0, 52 seconds remaining first period there. And over on mat number four, Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt leading 3-0, and actually I think he just got the fall over Casey Wilson of Laurel.
1:46 time of the fall, and that brings up Colin White of West Green on mat four.
Now on mat number three, Landon Erdman of Huntington. Quick takedown to go up 3-0 on Noah Taylor of Central Valley. And a quick fall, actually, over there. Comes at 15 seconds. Landon Erdman of Huntington, 43-3 this season. Makes quick work of Noah Taylor.
I think that's the quickest we've seen today, isn't it?
15 seconds, that's right.
So Colin White out here to take on Michael Wayno of River Valley. And we got a possible fall situation here for Parker Cunningham of South Park at 285 against Kelton Bonnell of Juniata as White gets underway on mat 4. Went a little too far with that this time, did Cunningham. I don't think he's going to get the fall now, and time expires. Near fall coming should make it 7-0 in favor of Cunningham. Back over to White here for a restart 14 seconds in.
Bergenstown's Teddy Gray at 285 out on the mat now, getting ready to start the first period against Riven Audie.
Good shot attempt there by White, but he was caught in underhooks and couldn't get there. This Wayno so far doing a nice job defensively against Colin White, who has certainly been the aggressor. Shoots in again, but can't get there. Wayno's going to have to watch backing out, though. He might get hit for stalling.
Peyton Shum of Mount Pleasant against Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop at 285. McCoy with a 3-0 lead. Teddy Gray still scoreless against Audi, 20 seconds in.
There is the stall warning against Wayno as White shot in again, but came off empty on the leg. Now shoots in, tried to go double leg. Now double leg reshot here by Wayno, but able to get his hips back there was White, and he's going to be able to come around behind and get the takedown. Good counter from Colin White to get the initial takedown here. And now we're down to inside 40 seconds to go in the first period. And we get a fall in 139 for Cunningham. Or excuse, 239 for Cunningham out of South Park.
Gray and Audi still scoreless. Gray of Burkittstown in 285.
And we're going to have little guys coming up. No pause in between rounds. Is now a big half here from Colin White looking to turn Wayno over. White has Wayno going to his back, but Wayno's going to roll all the way through. Near fall points, 2 coming. 5-0 in favor of White as now he has Wayno flattened out. That's the end of the first period.
30 seconds remaining in the first period. Burkittstown Teddy Gray still scoreless with Richland's Riven Audi. You're right, that's a quarterfinal bout coming up on mat number
right.
1.
We're going to hear, I have a feeling if there's somebody out there from, nobody out there yet from Huntington, but all our folks around here are getting ready for their 100 win signs. You see that? We're going to hear a big old cheer here whenever, I don't know who they're referring to, but somebody's coming up.
I hope it's not premature to pass those out.
I know. You worry about that for sure.
You never know when an upset could come.
That is for sure. White leading 5-0. We're in the second period. He's riding on top. Now he goes to a bar here on the left side. He's going to turn Wayno, looking for the fall. Wayno bridging up on his head. Hey, that's getting a little dangerous there, that position Wayno was in, and now going to readjust here. White looking for near fall now.
Richland's Audi awarded an escape, goes up 1-0 on Teddy Gray of Burkittstown.
The official's right in there. I can't see where the shoulder is. Definitely near fall coming. Now White looking for the fall. There it is. Time of the fall for Colin White, 2:57. And West Green has a quarter finalist, second from Green County, joining Jefferson Morgan's Alex Palko. Here's Colin White.
Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop leading 6-0 over Peyton Shum of Mount Pleasant at 285. Also at 285, Riven Audie still leading 1-0 over Teddy Gray of Burkittstown.